Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we'll see what it do. You know, I have not been on this platform in probably, damn near 2 years. Maybe more like, well, consistently at least two. But, you know, there's a lot going on. So I decided to reactivate the account. Now, mind you, I never stopped paying for it because it's part of my corporate platform. But I think somewhere between some election and this, that, and the other, I decided that I was going to opt out. And that might have been one of the wiser things I've ever done. Now, mind you, I don't know if the buttons are all together. I don't know if I am getting my vocalage through. I have no idea. I have not been on this platform, so some of the parameters that I normally set, even since yesterday, I don't even see some. So that would be with regard to audio volumes, this, that, and the other. But I assume it is percolating. As you know, the Marty Smith Show goes into multiple areas, and I already have a full radio music platform, but I am not even engaging that as I speak. Because as I look at my internet data, I'm trying to see what's going on? We're moving and shaking. If nothing else, this allows me to at least produce a 2-hour demo of what I need to do or not do to improve my broadcast in the upcoming weeks, because this show is 2 hours. So it looks like my sound booster disappeared. Yeah, it did. And I don't recall getting rid of the sound booster because I always need a sound booster. As a disc jockey, you gotta have your sound boosted. I remember a few years ago, I had asked Blog Talk Radio, which is the platform I'm on right now, put a volume meter, so that you know at all times when you're on air or not. Not just a red or blue button, which I don't even think that is a good. All you know is that you're on because you're phone signals on, but when you go back and listen to your shows, you don't know how your levels are and this, that, and the other. And it's a simple little button that they could have put in place. I still don't see any of that. I see my volume meter is back. However, I am not currently connected to my Bluetooth, I don't think. So It's a combination of things I'm trying to do. Yeah, the Bluetooth is on, but I don't know if I'm on the Bluetooth. It just went off. It just said I'm not. So I see messages. Any of you wanting to... Alrighty then. I see the Bluetooth. There's the Bluetooth. And there are people that I invited today. Thank you all. If you even did this. Some of you don't even know I've been on these platforms for decades. That's how I got Gold Platinum Records. That's how I got involved in the game. Not just get in early and then you can't shake me because I'm in the game. And you make good things happen. Now, I'm going to take a few seconds and see if I can even play a record on my own platform. You know, I'm looking at Christmas records right now, but we're about like 45 days out from that. So I have not used this platform, all of you. This is a test. I see gospel. Okay, we're moving right forward. Yeah, all right. Where's some hip-hop? Can we get anything from Tupac? Oh. Tupac is the way I always test my records in my DJ system. Even when I used to mobile DJ, I put that record on first to make sure it all works because I already know what he's talking about. You know what I mean?
Outlaw Immortals. Bow down to something greater than yourself, Trick. Individually capable of enormous amounts of chin checks and eye swallows. They ain't no. You watching the train, seeing what lies before you, biatch. Picture, if you will, seven deadly human beings blessed with the gift of speech. The power to reach each nigga on every street. Made heavenly possible to death to be proud of what transpired since the day of being planet. The G group, but we knew we'd have a click. Smoked out, loosed out, all in the shit. Just me and my dog dripping like home. What followed was the story, what preceded was the clue. The last thing in the fiction, don't fuck around and make it true.
My adversaries crumble when we rumble with the catastrophe. I put revenge on bitch niggas that blasted me. Plus my alias is Machiavelli. 357 with hollow points to a nigga belly. Plus him and see if he bleed. He should have never fucked around with a sick ass nigga like me. They call my name out, niggas run. Bless you for paying for the outlaws who be dumb.
Who you fuck with, so don't ask, so don't ask.
telling sister shorty I've been living like the font. Nickel plated chrome got this baby cologne looking like a giant. Can I ain't lying? It's like it's me against myself with all the sex and snake grabbing at my fucking web. More company called terrorists, man made killer. The bottom of the river where somebody named killer. I'm back, nigga, with the 50 cab cap with the murderous sack. Petty creep, while these motherfuckers eat beef. It's been a long road, a lot of episodes, and as the clock blows, I gotta keep close. No mercy on these players, some bitches that be pop. We ride, dog, niggas till we die. No mercy on these players, some bitches that be pop. Outlaw Immortal, baby.
What?
Y'all niggas change things, it's so crazy. Machiavelli, Hussein, Castro, Gaddafi, Mussolini, Amin, Napoleon, Khomeini.
Y'all niggas, what y'all really want to do?
Like them niggas said,
what is
would you do?
Like I said earlier, this is a demo show to see if we are on the same page. There's a lot in the background. Some things are working, some things are not. One of the principal issues I've seen over and over when I do these shows is the technology and the internet thing to the point where you can't keep up with the easiest route to produce. Now, for me, it's a little different because I got all 3,000 pieces of equipment and all kind of ways to get my vocalage out. However, in the moment, this has been one of my issues with this show. It'll show your recording, but it doesn't show your vocal meter. That would just be like any studio, a real studio, where you just know if it's going into right mic, left mic, it's going up and down as I'm talking, and then you know that you're live. And so many times on this platform, I have produced shows, good shows, and they all went in the trash because for whatever reason, audio interference, and you do get that, people in these neighborhoods who, and system providers who can block signals. So while I don't think that's the case today, because I'm not that, well, I'm always political, but that wasn't the impetus for me getting on the show today. Today was, I just looked at my account, and I'm like, dude, you have paid like for $400 worth of shows, and you ain't did one. So get your ass on air, that way... I can legitimately write off my cost to do any shows, but there's a reason why I got off. Later in the Trump years, it made sense because those folks was trying to target anybody that spoke out on anything. Whether you could have even been pro-Trump, but they're on some more type of devilment. But I just started to see something on the left side because I'm a, I guess I'm not a fanatic, but I listen to Tom Hartman and the left-leaning media as well. I listen to all media. I listen to information. I like all kind of music. I like people. I like, a lady asked me at work not too long ago because we were working at a place and somebody walked by and she and I both agreed. I said, look at her. She's like model. She goes, yeah. She says, you like them young. I was like, no. I like women. And if you had known who I was trying to talk to last week, you would have felt like a fool. Anyway, in lieu of that spirit, we try to keep our broadcast up with all kind of formats, all kind of ways, all kind of positions, staying out of politics, getting into this. You know, you got the technical issues, how to get on air, and then what you say, and then there is a cancel culture, if you did not know. A lot of folks think I was affected by cancel culture, but no, I'm insular. That doesn't affect me. It doesn't matter if one person listens to my broadcast as I'm broadcasting in the real time, because they always go in the archive but I am known for having something to say and I'm going to say it while this free speech platform is viable. But now we got politics on politics. How to say what you're going to say. Can you say what you're going to say? Is it too Dave Chappelle? Is it too this? Is it too that? I could give a good goddamn because none of y'all pay for the platform. Like I said, this is my corporate-owned place to get off whatever I want to say. My issues over the years have though been technical as well as political in the sense that it was not just because a motherfucker got something to say, don't mean he need to say it on Tuesday while everybody is loading their guns and their clips or whatever, trying to do this, trying to counter your point with some other bullshit and rhetoric. That's largely what we go through now here in the media sphere. All folks is dealing with mitigating other folks' bullshit and rhetoric just as an effort to say yours. But the other thing was I saw 2 years ago, right after close of the election, which is everybody's regurgitating the same platform status. Everybody, if you're all left-thinking, then you're angry at left-type stuff, and then that's the only thing that they're saying. And then it got to the point where, like it's Tom Hartman, if you said, I heard this dude say, if you call in to my show and you say that you're not going to vote for Biden, he's going to hang up. And he just started hanging up on all kind of folks. He hung up on this older black lady, and she had some true concerns. And they actually are here to for today. And this is the same Tom Hartman that you call in and say, well, look, man, the Democrats act like damn Republicans. I don't want to hear that, blah, 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 blah. Well, this is how you become them, because your head is as deep in the sand as those who are on the stop the steal. When the election is damn near decided, dude, you lost. I'm a Republican. You lost. Who don't see that part? Otherwise, those that are sitting in office actually lost too, if he's true. Because reviewing every election after these governors and these board of elections have decided that they're already settled, it's like Roe versus Wade. Oh, now we got to deal with this shit all the way from the 50s all the way to the 70s back again. What idiot would want on the Supreme Court? Really? There's a lot going on. Bill Shatner just went to space. Captain Kirk just finally got to space. and he's 90. He finally actually got there, and we are talking about what? Really? Okay. This is why I do these shows. Really. Now, hopefully everything will come out the way it's supposed to, because I don't have that backbone in terms of that infrastructure of knowing you're actually recording at the volume pitch. Since no one's called into the show, and I sent out various invites, I don't expect anyone that I actually texted 30 minutes ago to call into my show. Pastor Dunn might, but that's different. He and I are on a whole nother psychology. But the rest of y'all, y'all stuck on Facebook. Sorry.
Spent my whole life trying to improvise. I'm not saying that shit for you to sympathize. Spent my whole life trying to find the light that's at the end of the tunnel. I should've realized it was inside. So lately I've been trying to get what's inside outside. So many people wanna see my insides outside. I'm from that city 4 hours east to south side, where everyone outside but don't fuck with no outside. It's going up with the ones I hold it down with. Whole city got my back on some photobomb shit. Whole city blowing up on some most of down shit. Before this I was the one hoes tried to go to prime with. You know, take the fame, take the crib, take our cars. Now we gotta take the train. Hood niggas taking chains. Slave master take our names. Five vote, take the shot, and young souls take the blame, man, but they can't take away the light.
No matter how much they gon' shame
no.
You,
man, they can't fuck with the light.
They can't knock
light.
The shine.
They can't fuck with the light. Hell no, the boy's that bright. Even if you take away my life, you can't take the light.
No matter how much they gon' shame you.
Got the whole city on fire. Boy, this the flow that got Steph Curry inspired. This the flow that got LeBron James finna rewire. This the flow that got my whole family finna retire. Flows on flows, I might drown in this bitch. Yay, found a pro, I guess I'm profound in this bitch. My dad from Louisiana, man, the smallest town. Where if they know you're brown, they might hold you down and even hold you down, man. Since I'm a son, I feel like I gotta stunt hard. I took the hand that they gave me and played the Donald Trump card. I realized counting money never feel as good as counting blessings. And the load of mine is more dangerous than a loaded weapon. So when they take the fame, take the crib, take our cars, now we gotta take the train. And hood niggas taking chains. Slave master take our names. 5-0 take the shot, and young souls take the blame. And that they can't take away the light.
No matter how much they gon' shame
nah,
you,
man, they can't fuck with the light.
They can't knock the shine.
Nope, they can't fuck with the light. Hell no, the boy's that bright. Even if you take away my life, you can't take the light.
No matter how much they gon' shame you, don't let them take away your soul. No, no, no. Don't let them take away what makes you whole.
Morning, how you doing, bro?
Good morning,
bro. Alright, I was calling you. Get me back when you get off the radio.
Nah, you on air too, because I emerged the call. What's cracking? Just like I thought, folks. They think I'd be playing around. I'm on the air. You calling me while I'm on the air. getting messages. Why do you have to beg people to call in to the same stuff that they trying to be about, but they don't participate in, and then a moment passes? You know, I did these whole things on cryptocurrency. I never finished that whole segment. But I'll tell you where I'm at today. It was a smart move. A lot of folks is talking Bitcoin and all that rise and everything else is over. What you really need to do is apply some science and know how to position a few dollars. You ain't got to put thousands out there. Just put a few dollars out there, have a toenail in the market. The market's going to shift. You're still going to work every day. You're still going to do your thing. You're still going to play your scratch-offs and your lottery. But that don't mean you can't put something into crypto. It is a new medium in which evaluation of money has shifted. So it's like Facebook 15, 20 years ago. Acting like it ain't going to be the next thing is foolish. It's like video. Yeah, video cartridges. 40 years ago, when the fool said, like, no, that'll never work. You know, somebody said radio will never work. Television will never work. Paying to watch your TV shows on cable will never work. A motherfucker said bottled water will never work. Okay. All righty then. All right. All righty then, folks. Now you know why I do these shows.
Yeah. up to the die. Keep a prayer to the sky, but the field in the hood, smoke and fry. So I beg the Lord to save us all. Escape us of misery. Bless my niggas in penitentiary. Soldiers of the century.
Yeah, they get it to my niggas, then they get down. Down with the dirty and we don't fuck around. Fuck a couple of rounds, and if they pass them through, they hit the ground. And don't get caught up in the crossfire. Nigga, artillery thick, and you the one that get the fucking with this. I'm straight devil, not the fucking with this. I reload, fuck a little more. See the scene, but I fuck won't even know. So who you looking for? They don't know. A motherfucker with a leather face. Hey, man, she said I ran this way. Said I ran that way. Your hoes, I never know because I got away. I'm clearing no mind to keep a nigga on the level sometimes. Get high and analyze your crime. Directly organized. And with the results, you'll be surprised.
Nigga, can you feel the vibe with your rap? Play hate, nigga, you got to die. It's only rap, but with bone, better leave it alone. More thugs on track, they fucking dumb. Still in the hood with a thug's blade. Fucking with nothing but thugs, man. Ain't taking no children no longer, we cracking them down around my way. Give it to him on another level, nigga, get the service. You can dig a whole bitch, it's this day. If a rage, take a head, you can beg, you can play, but still gon' be bloody red. For the mind that we seen in the moonlight, we are right.
I was supposed to work that show. I was supposed to work that stage, and TLC canceled, and I don't know what happened. Anybody tell me what happened? Did they all have COVID? What happened?
I don't know.
Caller, you say what? Glad to have you, caller. Identify yourself on the Marty Smith Show. This is your first time. I'm glad you called.
Peace in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Donnell Green, Jr. I'm with the winning team by way of Arizona. We are going global. We have a winning connection tour coming to you live in 2022. Be on the lookout for that. We got a lot of stuff that we're working on. I'm telling all friends, tell a friend to call in right now and get involved. The call in number is
good to hear. Good to hear.
The
call in number is up. Keep going,
hey,
bro.
Man.
I'm just speaking up.
Yeah, it's a 516-387-1525. If you don't call in, you can't be heard. You can't be recorded. It's very important for you to call in and be recorded so people know you're there.
Yeah, really, though, because
been,
you just texted me 2 days ago, and I hadn't heard from you in, like, damn near a year and a half. And I know that you in and out, but I was up on where you was because I was getting other messages, and I know about your network. You know me, I'm good,
correct,
bro. I deactivated because it was in my best interest, and I think the community's best interest, because I wasn't saying nothing that nobody else was saying. And then we had that wave where everybody wanted to have a podcast. Now, I've been out here for years, decades. And so I just kind of like, yeah, I'll let y'all say y'all thing, you know. Let the woke people be woke today. I've been woke since about 50 years, and I'm 57. So I'm good.
Hey, man.
I'm not tripping. You didn't know that.
Yeah,
huh?
You got to put the message out there. If you don't put it out there, nobody's going to be able to tell your story. Your story is your personal story, and these platforms are very important. If people don't call in, they waste their time. You get the information, but you got to give information to get the right information you need to win.
The other thing is, as you know, as a producer, you cannot get in the trap. And African Americans have this tendency, and I have chided all of them, from Tavis Smiley to Sage Steele to Dr. Boyce. Do not get in the cycle of becoming a black CNN, Huffington Post, Fox News, regurgitating the same old crap in the same old manner,
right,
or a re-60s, recalibrated 70s, Reverend Ike type, Malcolm X, post-Tupac revolutionary style. None of that is, you need to be current. current is I got people living in their car in front of my house for the last 2 years consistently. Current
wow.
is what is the reality of the political climate? I don't care about how you feel, Pastor Don, but you're in Arizona. You already know that there are forces in Arizona that don't want you to eat, vote, smoke, think, drink.
Amen.
Whatever. And it and they don't even. Hey, they done took the Jesus equation so far out of it where you can't even, I don't even know what proselytizing is. I do know what giving
a
sermon is. I do know what having a message is. I know what having a blessed heart and just being in people's presence before you lay hands actually can transform energy. I do not know, though, what it means now to be woke in the sense of I'm on my left. And if you keep going left, you're going to end up making a circle. If I keep going right, I'm going to end up on the left. So at the end of the day, I think I need to go straight. What do you think, Pastor Don?
You got to go straight. That's the only way to hit it. If you ever play football and the best way to take down a defender is go head on straight at them. You can't run and sweep it under the rug and then come back 3 years later, it's going to be a molehill. You want to make a mountain. You want to have inertia. That's the force of an unstoppable object. You want to be settled, know who you are, know what you can bring into the game, and put it out there and go with everything you got to make it real.
Inertia, that's spoken like you're a martial artist. I like that. I like that. But there's martial art into the mind. You do not necessarily need to know the physical aspect. It would be helpful. But before I take you down physically, I have to have a mental resolution. Back in the day,
Amen.
I played trumpet. I played trumpet back in the day. And growing up as a kid, I remember one of my older cousins, I was raised by women. She was like, you're Little Boy Blue. And then I learned that poem, Little Boy Blue, you know.
Go blow your horn.
Go blow your horn. Sheep's in the meadow and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, at the end of the day, from that one horn, I have started maybe 5 bands.
Oh, wow.
I started
That's
my
big.
High school band. Then I took that same horn and started my college. They didn't have a band. I helped them start that one. Then I took that same trumpet and got involved in the 90s music industry and worked, and I may have started 3 more bands. I know I did because I got the recording, at least the initial one, and worked with countless more. My point is, from one point, you grow. Each one teach one, like the lady said at the Erykah Badu concert. I was just there, bro. I have never seen a concert so filled with pretty beautiful African-Americans of all types, gender, walks, whatever they're doing. That's not my issue. But at the end of the day, they all left. They left before the concert was over. I had never seen nothing like this. Me and my staff looked around. I said, well, what's going on? It's not even 10:30. Everybody's leaving. So we eventually, you know, said, ask somebody, why are y'all leaving? Erykah said, leave. Well, Erykah bought a full plate, and she only ate half and told y'all to leave. Either Erykah ain't giving y'all the full plate that y'all paid for, or something wrong with Erykah. At the end of the day, I think what we reduced it to is like something's wrong with the whole operation. And this is a hard statement. I can no longer support chasing traditional media and apparatus for the same sake and notion that it makes sense today when in fact it does not. it does not make sense to chase the same apparatus. It does not make sense to create a new, I like brothers and sisters getting in the game, but to create a new Death Row Records is foolish. If to create a new gang set mindset and superior and this, that, and the other based on some 90s notions, based on some 60s, 50s shit that don't even y'all even know about, because this is the cotton gin and the chitlin circuit all reenacted again. Can somebody understand what I'm trying to say?
Amen. Amen. There's no point in reinventing the wheel when it's already rolling.
The man had a dream, and that wasn't accomplished. So we going to go and reinvent the same dream? How about we just get the first one out the way? And then we can build on your children's dream. But the first one actually was the foundation stone for the next one. I don't like using that type of language because only like two people on the phone know what I'm talking about. When I say foundation stone.
That's big,
so,
bro. That's real big.
Pastor Dunn, I ain't talked to you in a minute. And you done got me on this bull and I'm back on the same train.
But the coronavirus is real, man. I caught it, and it stopped the world. We all are reliving our lives and revamping how we move. Our projects,
bruh,
programs, situations.
I was sick as a dog. I know I was sick. I tested negative, but I don't believe they bullshit either. I know I've been in and out of Alabama since I talked to you 2 or 3 times. Only thing that, I'm not even bullshit. Only thing that saved me, we got corn liquor moonshine. That cleaned my gut out.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And then I asked this European lady, I said, you know, she's like, how was your trip? I said, you know, I sat back. Me and my dad, we just had a great time. We sang. We hooped and hollered. I pulled out of my harmonica. We did what we do, Alabama style, just hanging out with my dad. My dad didn't let the diabetes and gout catch up with him. And just that Southern attitude, I'm going to do what I want. You know, past the done, I'm going to do what I want. I'm old enough to do what I want. You know that psychology. Well, that psychology...
Know.
That psychology will kill you just like a teenage daughter psychology. I'm grown. Yeah, you grown, but you don't know everything about being grown. And same with my father. It's like, Pop, you're not a medical professional. And if they telling you do this, that, and the other, and you want to cut and shave off, cut a corner, you know better than that. I mean, it come down in conversations like, Pop, I know you like donuts, but do you have to eat a whole dozen Krispy Kreme? That's what I like.
Come on.
Well, say goodbye to that leg then.
Wow. That's big, bro. I mean,
Pastor Dunn, if you're a true minister of that cloth, and I already know you is, and how do I know? Because you keep showing up and bear witness on me. You done pushed my message further than I have ever tried to push my message. I told you I didn't want you to push it. You pushed it 3-4 years ago, and you kept pushing.
Amen. That's what you got to do. Nobody likes
to quit. So I got to do what I got to do. But I do know when it's time to take some time off, and that was what that was, because the political environment had shifted to the point where folks like me and Pastor Dunn couldn't really speak a word, not necessarily the word. We needed to speak a word before we could get to the word. Some of y'all got to be subdued within a passion before we can get you to subdue a passion.
Come on now.
Am I the only one out here woke today? Speak on it. Come
know,
on, man. Let me shut up. Let me shut up, Pastor. Come on.
I'm
going to
say this,
tell
brother.
Me what's going on.
The real is right now we hurting as a society, and there's nothing the government, no stimulus checks going to change your life. You got to give it over to God, but at the same instance, when he calls, you can't send God a voicemail. So I feel these radio shows are the perfect prime time for you to get your voices out there and then actually listen to what people are going through because you're not alone.
How can we create a direct, the easiest way for me to get from here to Compton is a straight line. That means I might have to go through your house. I might have to go right
Amen.
Through the freeway. I might have to go through that wall. There's walls. There's barriers. I got to go through. And I have to have a mindset strong enough to get me through. How can we create
Amen.
An atmosphere now where younger and
It's actually working
up.
With the people, meeting people where they are, not saying I'm going to be behind my computer on Facebook for 50 hours and I expect something to change in the world. You connect with the people on Facebook, then you get in the world and make it happen. You meet people where they are.
Now, as you all know, I withdrew from all of it. I stopped on the, I like Instagram, but I just, something said, go inward, and I'll tell you a real quick experience. I went to go see my father about 2 months ago on my normal September vacation during that holiday month at the early part of September, and they told me, they said the plane had mechanical problems. They told all 300 of us. It's going to take
wow.
an hour to get to fix it. So get off the plane, give us your info, and come back. It's going to take an hour. So I went to the bar with three other who happened to be white men, and we all sat down and said, we're not going to sit on this damn plane on with a mask on. We don't know who got what behind us. Let's get off, get some air, whatever. And I had a Bloody Mary. 20 minutes later, my Marty sense, like a Spidey sense, said, go check in. Plane was already
oh, wow.
door closed on the tarmac. And I'm like, I'm supposed to be on that plane, and my trumpet is on that plane with my baggage that I'm taking to Alabama so my dad can fix the same trumpet that I'm talking about. I have a theme today, Pastor, and let me work with that. So that trumpet was on the plane. I went to get a refreshment, come back. They said, sorry, you cannot get on the plane. Y'all, we called you, we called you. We called you, we called you. Marty, we called you. We called your real name. We called your street name. We called Marty Marr. We called Marty Smith. We called Marcellus. We called your mom. You did not respond. I said, ma'am, we were only 50 feet away at the bar. There
oh,
is
wow.
no way we heard. So here comes the white guys. Y'all didn't call nobody, and then we didn't hear nothing more. So I see a brother who's right there in front of me. And he's hyperplectic too. He's like, I missed. We were all. You told. He said, my medicine is on that plane. I need to get my medicine, and I have issues and this, that, and the other. And my medicine, and my medicine, and my medicine. And y'all did not contact us. He said, I only went to the bathroom.
Wow. Wow. That's
The attendant says. To him, I'm right behind him. I'm about to go freaking off. She says to him, as she's typing into the little old Southwest terminal, and boom, 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 type. Sir, go around here, boom, 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 and get on the next plane. Okay. So now we're being did she tell me, sir? And I'm about to argue with her. So then I see the white boys, and I'm like to pull them over. She said, sir, in my face, looking at me, she said, do not worry about anyone but yourself. Do not call them. I said, what? I said, we were all in the book. She said, sir, only worry about yourself. As she's typing, she goes, go over there, follow the gentleman that I just said, make a bend on the corner, and we're in Vegas. So you make a bend by the train around the casinos, going up the other side of the seas. You got C-14 to 20 on one side and C-1 to 19 on the other side. Go, boom, boom, boom. You're on your way to Dallas. Okay. Fuck it. I have no choice. All my shit is on the plane, including my weed. Huh.
Oh,
so
wow.
I see the brother, I say, what? He goes, bruh, my medicine, woo. I said, well, when does this plane take off? They say, go to Dallas, get on the plane now. Okay, well, we on. All right, we just rush right on the plane. Boom. Get to Dallas. I finally talk to him. He goes, yeah, it's going to take another 2 hours to get to Alabama. I said, I was supposed to be in Alabama at 6 p.m. It's 7 p.m. now. Yeah, we'll be there at 11 p.m. I said, I need to call my brother and change everything. He says, all my medicine on that plane. I said, mine too, including my half ounce of weed and my trumpet and my drawers and all the other stuff. We wait.
Wow.
I said, well, bro, I'm not going to keep with this. I'm going to go and get another drink. And so I met a military female, and she said, don't trip, just do you, boom, boom, boom. I said, bro, so I bought him a drink. I said, can you believe that the lady told me, don't worry about anybody else, just worry about yourself, as they pretty much shifted us in the back and did not call us? He said, they never called us. I never heard nothing. He said, I heard everything from the bathroom in terms of, please, if you pass it down, please call the white telephone, and, you know, this, that, this. None of that shit for flight, whatever, we was on. I said, it just seemed kind of set up to me. He goes, yeah, I do too. I said, whatever. You know, I'm not tripping. So we in Dallas. We finally get there at midnight. I said, bro, I said, where's our shit? He said, they told us to go over here, make a right, make a left. Make a right, make a left, nobody's there. All right, I said, Alabama is different. I said, it's at 9 p.m., that airport is closed. Birmingham is closed. I mean, there's nothing, they ain't got flights coming in. It ain't like doing the Southwest, any other airport. The bar closed. Ain't nothing, you know. So we going to be stuck with our draws. You ain't going to have your medicine, whatever, and I ain't going to see my weed. So he goes, well, no, I'm on the phone with customer service right now. So I finally get over there, make a right, make a left. It's like 11:35. They got my trumpet. They got my backpack. Lady says in her broken Alabama voice as I give her my ID, oh, you're Mr. Smith. You know, we looked through your baggage. And you had your ID, you had your credit card and some cash on top. I said, did you look through all my shit? She said, yeah, we looked through your shit. Is my weed still in the bag? And where's my trumpet? Because my daddy needs to fix the trumpet. My dad played trumpet. I didn't know my dad played trumpet until 4 years ago. When I asked him, why didn't you play football with your partner, my uncle, on my mama's side, he said, I was in the band. That's how I met your mama. I said, well, what'd you play? He said, I played trumpet, and I was damn good at it. I said, I played trumpet, and I still got the one that I tried to turn in when I graduated high school, and the lady said, no, you keep that. And that's how I started all 9 bands. Thank you for listening.
Hey, man, that's deep, bro. That was a deep story.
I didn't put nothing on that. You know what, folks? This is the time where if you're a good producer, you take a break. Right, Pastor Doug?
Hey, man, well, you got to keep going. Even though the stage change.
Give me 5 seconds, I'll be back. But I'm a good mixer, too, bro. You got to give me that. All right, folks, I got Break of Dawn in the background, of course. But I got Pastor Don in the front ground, and he got people, and I got people. You know what? I have learned something, and I have spent a lot of time regurgitating my hip-hop past. So I had to get back into my own Tupac file. And a lot of y'all don't know how deeply I was connected to all this foolishness and Biggie shit and Tupac shit and Death Row shit. And it's nothing but shit. Even to the point where you realize every opportunity many of us African Americans get to flaunt our flaunt and do our thing. I see your caller at 615. Just hold on. I'm going to get you in a minute. Don't hang up. Pastor Don probably sent you. And guess what?
Amen.
You don't owe us money. I'm not going to do you like Reverend Ike. You know, Reverend Ike used funny. To have a prayer swath. You know, what I was going to do is have a prayer piece of cardboard because it's made out of natural fiber and my oil from my hand would get in it. And then I'm going to send, like, $200,000 to Pastor Dunn and have him bless him. And then for every prayer cardboard swath, you get a blessing of us with the Spirit of the Lord. And you got to give a credit card. Simple as that. Some of y'all spend more That's money it. On blunt wraps than you would on your own. I was at the mall the other day. I looked down. The sister's feet looked like she had walked from here to New York. Now, I ain't going to talk bad about her because I don't know it. But I'll talk bad about her feet, Esther. We can clean that up. We got a cure for feet. We got a cure for that. But it doesn't necessarily mean giving money. It might mean investing in yourself. Now,
yes.
I'm about to go into an area where the next caller, I hope you understand this consciousness. We're about to bring you in, 8323. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
We just sitting there talking. You hear us chitting and chatting. We don't chit and chat often. It's a good thing I got a lot of African-American males on the line because how y'all doing? How we doing?
I'm doing hey, great. Man. I got a message from Pastor Don Jr. about this show. So, Mr.
Pastor
Smith,
Don on the other line.
Right?
That's me.
Yes,
Pastor
sir.
Don. On, say hi, Pastor. Call yourself
What's
out.
The business,
who you are.
Bro? Pastor Donnell Green Jr. coming to you live from sunny Mesa, Arizona. It's about 85 degrees here, and it's hot.
85?
You just kept connecting. 85, man. It's normally like 110, 115. It's hot, bro.
Yeah, it's 101 here in L.A., but it's we have rain and overcast. We had a little drizzle last night. Now it's a little overcasty. So we getting some liquid that we ain't got. Apparently it's snowing up in the high Sierras and up in the Big Bear. It's around 25 degrees, but here, L.A., nowhere near 85. 85, I'd be barbecuing right now. I see 601. What's going on with you, 615, though? Tell us about yourself. What, how you feel about these issues out here in Black America and America?
Well, my thing is, man, I try to take care of the household. I'm one of the ones who try to make a difference in my household. I know I can't change the world. I can't change America. America seems to do what it does. But hopefully, man, we as a people will come together. I see we need to push more manhood objectives because the manhood portion, I see that has declined rapidly amongst our community. So, I'm mainly on manhood, man, and really the
Let
Black family.
Can I ask a it's controversial because people make it, but to me it was common sense. I was listening to Dave Chappelle, Lolo, whatever they talking about, and I agree with Dave Chappelle. I actually agree with Sage Steele in her comments about, you know, ladies, you need to be a little bit more ladylike if you want people to respect you and don't show up with all your ass out at the job. And I agree with Dave Chappelle in the sense that we become distracted because, and Dave Chappelle said something that, and everybody going to be mad at me tomorrow, that he left one thing out. He couldn't say it. He said every time you piss off or say something that they get offended by, the transgender, gay, homosexual community, that they want to cancel you. But I also saw something different because I came through the hip-hop lineage, and I remember the hard time before Tupac lost his mind. And every time you said something about the Jewish ownership, they wanted to kill you off. And Dave Chappelle almost said it. I know he couldn't. But if you added those two things, you just see a pattern here. If you got something seriously to say, and you say it in an appropriate way, okay, y'all hear me? Appropriate as we can be, and I'm not blessing nobody out, as my aunt would say. I don't have vitriol in my mind. I just want to say that you're stepping on my foot too, and can I express that? Then even those folks want to call you up. How do we get over this bridge? Hello?
It's a daily process. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a daily process, man. People are not going to take it for what is the real is when you say it because it's coming from God to your mind and out your mouth. And when the person is listening, they can't think as fast as they can talk.
Well, Pastor, don't comment on my comment on the comment. I mean, it came out my mouth from a source, and we would like to think it was God. It might be vitriol, and I can't explain it from my own implicit bias. However, I really feel as if you've gotten to a point in African American 610. Are you listening? To the point that we can't actually, I'm bringing 610 in, to the point that we can't actually say what it is we may feel. I have a lot of, I went to all boys high school. Gay ain't new, okay? Okay, I grew up on the hood, in the hood, on the set. You know that, Pastor. Gay ain't new, on gang. Ain't nothing, none of this shit new. But that don't mean I got to suck your balls to love you. That might mean that you do what you do and let me have my opinion about what you do, and you can have your opinion about what you think about what I think about what you do, yes or no. Am I in a... Do I need to go to space? Where is it? Where am I? Help me. Come on. 610, come on in.
That's King Monkey.
Hello, hello.
Hello, what's the, tell us about you. Speak on the top or a top.
Ooh, how many topics you want to go? But
well,
Pastor Don,
let me
CEO,
be clear, guys.
Pastor
let me
Don,
be clear,
CEO.
Folks. It's depthful with me because Pastor Don, no, I don't really, I catch you real quick. You're on here today, and I'm going to hit you because whatever is coming out of my mouth is like none of my homies is saying.
You being honest. You being real. Where it comes to your mouth, you being real.
I listen to everybody. I'm very much scholarly. I listen to all of them. And I'm very much gangsterly. But I'm very much about that cloth, too. And a certain discipline of the mind.
What was the topic?
The topic is what's wrong with our ability not to say what's on our mind, and people want to get mad and not want to call you no more and whatever, or get pissed off and want to cancel your little old Instagram, whatever. And most of it seems to be black folks. In my
mind. I don't deal with people that actually want to cancel my Instagram, blackball me, and accessible. With me, I'm going to tell you how it is, and it's a fresh. Now, everybody else might be in there, Instagram, Facebook. Hey, I got to throw a video out there. Okay, that's understandable. That is you. But when you come to my side of the world, I don't care. You can pay for all the followers, all the listeners, everything. I would not care. It's all about your worth ethic and what you are doing. Now, we bring it down to females or males. Female-wise, there's a couple females out here that got implants on their booty and their breasts. That's been going on for years. It's the new generation that's come to following the old generation, and the old generation needs to step up to tell the new generation, hey, do you want to die?
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. I have always
It's a process. It's like it's a big old circle. We are redoing the whole world over again.
Yeah, it's a big circle. It seems like I'm at the point when I was in the second grade in 72 where I'm looking at the TV going, why is all my parents and my uncles all in this huffalo over some war and some this, and they want to be this and they want to be that. And it just seems like I'm in the same cycle. And then it seems like we missed a whole generation of folks around that from 19 to 35, I hate to say, but 35, that just seem to miss that we already done did this. We've been woke for a long time, and we ain't woke again. We never was unwoke. Folks drop off, folks stay on.
I'm going to stop you right there. I was born in the 80s. Everybody that I knew, I was around grown folks to about had different wives, jobs, girlfriends, still maintained the house, had different kids, and they still said, yo, you good, I see some need.
Is it a discipline issue? Are we less disciplined in how to take care of our own shit and get off what other the neighbor and the Miss Joneses and the Internet Joneses and the Facebook Joneses? Pastor Don, where you at?
I'm right here in reality, man. It's things that we can't hold, can't touch. It's not meant for us to be around. I stay away from those things. It's things that's meant for us, our people, finances, and romances. I run towards those things. So if it's not for me, I don't waste any time or energy on it, period. That's what I'm on.
How? All right.
Okay.
All right.
I understand where you're coming from.
So, Pastor Dunn.
Yes. You did this, Pastor Dunn. You told me to come on this show. All right.
Yes.
Scenario. You have a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Okay.
Oh,
yes, I do.
Then you got this little side chick that you know you can't bring to the house.
Well, now, hold on. Now, you can't case me up like that. I don't cheat on my wife. And the reason why, it took me so much to get with her. I had to fly from Arizona all the way to Indianapolis. And then I had to go to Las Vegas and go back to Arizona. So, no, I don't do a cheating thing.
Now, let me say this. I know something about Pastor Don.
I actually had
this conversation. Hold up, folks. Me and Pastor Don had that conversation way back. I don't know if he remember, but I'm divorced, and I never cheated on my wife, and I was divorced in, like, 2000. And I'm good. Now, in my so-called... King Solomon pimped the mindset because I'm a master mason. I may have side chicks, but that has nothing to do with when you're in the sanctity of that marriage. It's so difficult. And today, brothers, who is going to cheat on a good wife to get a motherfucking penalty with child support? That'd be foolish. And I don't think Pastor Doug,
right.
Nobody with a good mind on my show going to do that. Now, if you're running that, and if you, you know, if you're trying to run all that, then I don't think that's the case. But I do agree with this 601 and 67.
That's King Monkey. That's his name. His name is King Monkey. Talking about his name, not his phone number. His name is King Monkey. I know him. He's
well,
a real
like
guy. He got a radio network.
I'm not mad at King Monkey. I'm DJ Monk.
There we go.
And I've been known to monkey around, but that my point
Amen.
Is in the process of growing into being look y'all growing into being a man. So you got a daddy before you, you got a granddaddy, you got an uncle, you got homies, you got partners, you got busters that all help shape you into a mindset. Most of folks on this show is calling with a particular mindset about a heterosexual logic for building African-American male development. I see that whether you see it in you or not. Otherwise, Pastor Don wouldn't have you on the show. So, and I will say this, that without exception to our own internal fallible exercises and mindsets and demon spirits and getting over the past and the future, it's irrelevant because if you're moving down the road on a path and it's the right path, if you happen to get into an accident, it's okay. Just own up and keep moving. Right?
Come on. Amen. There you go.
I don't
accidents
have to call
happen,
in the judge
to that accident, though. When it comes
you
to this,
you still have to deal with
that. Come in time.
You still have
okay.
to go. You
so
still
you
have to man up and address the accident.
Business, right. Business and personal, too. But now it's like everybody's bringing the business and the personal into their accident. And
hello,
you
769.
Need to figure out which one you're going to handle.
Hello.
That's how I'm saying. But I understand where everybody's coming from. Everybody's lives is totally different. Everybody can grow from each other. Everybody can teach from each other. Everybody can learn from each other.
Yeah, I'm here. What's good? How y'all doing?
That's LD. Freedom Corner Brand.
What's that? How y'all doing?
What's going on, LD?
We're
good.
Good
job.
769. Just hold on. Hold on. My man is talking. Come on. Keep talking with it. Everybody can grow and learn. Everybody teach one, teach one. The thing becomes is when common sense ain't common, and those that obviously have an invested interest in learning from you, children, nieces, nephews, cousins, brothers, sisters, even this don't go downward, gentlemen. I know so many dumbass older people that I'm sitting here trying to teach them on some shit that I would thought they would knew back in 1950. But it is what it is. You still got to keep teaching them.
You can keep on teaching them, but it's like a cycle that keeps on going. Like, we look up to the generation before us. Like, I'm 34. Y'all are older than me. Y'all are still alive. So y'all are still learning how I am learning, and you are teaching me the same thing that you are getting from somebody else, but you can flip it and teach yourself at the same time. Am I right?
To a degree for me, let me say this because 773, I see you. Let me say this. I have been a scholar of other professors. I can go all the way back to Socrates and take you all the way through Howard Thurman, Martin Luther King. Howard Thurman is the one that gave Martin Luther King his mindset all the way through Elijah Muhammad and all that. I did the research on it. However, that ain't what it do for me. I have to always, and I'm suggesting all of you too, create your own new path, because paths change. And you will find that in the history of African-Americanism and just African ancient culture, that you'll go down one path, and that path leads you to an end place. And then you need to move, and now you become the new Malcolm X. You become the new Martin Luther King, the Howard Thurman, or whatever, Colin Powell, whatever you're trying to be or impress yourself to be, or just yourself. No name, no title, and no aspiration. Everybody don't need to be Muhammad Ali. He got knocked out. And look how it ended up with him. However, we do need more fighters. Can I get an agreement on that?
I'm going to let the caller from 773 chime in, and I'm going to hush.
That's
Let's
Reverend
get
Green.
Him on.
That's Reverend
773.
Green.
773, come with
God bless you, man. God bless you. God bless you, man. This is Reverend Green out of Chicago, man. Reverend Green, that gospel anointed artist, man. I overheard your show, and I kept hearing them saying something about we need people to move and make a move, man. It's a blessing that God has instilled on you gentlemen's heart the need for us to make a move, because it's time for change. It's time for change. And I'm honored to be on your show. I was just invited by Pastor Don Jr., CEO, my right-hand man. And it's an honor to be there with gentlemen that are very much concerned about what's going on today and realize that we can make a change. It's on us.
I agree with you, Pastor. I agree with you, Reverend. Hey, I think you have been here before on one of my platforms, because I remember your cadence and your tone and the last name Green. Mm. However, the ministry that we are kicking, or at least I am kicking, is more of a self-attitude and an application of all you've known. I don't want you to, and I don't want us to get back into regurgitating the what is right or wrong. You already know that. That's the thing that keeps you healthy. That's the thing that keeps the light on. The light in your mind, the light in your heart. There's a light. It moves like the sun. Okay? Follow the east. It'll move. You'll end up in the west. I'm telling you. It's only one path. So if you understand where I'm coming from, I'd like to see African-American men in council. This has been an issue over the years where I have invited quite a few folks, and they want to speak on various issues. Not all of us don't agree, and I don't want to agree on all issues. I have mindsets that may disagree with you, but they may be mindsets that I am working out in the honor of God, too, meaning I'm not settled in my soul. I'm not right. So you might have some opinion. You might feel some kind of way, but that don't necessarily mean that that kind of way you feel isn't moving you, altering you to a higher spirit. We only need one to change all. When you look at the life of those conquerors like a Malcolm X or a Martin Luther King, and I hate to keep mentioning those because there was all these others, and I have bishops and pastors and grandmasters in my own life that have done as much work that will never be halted for in the media society. So let us be careful about who we put on our pedestal in the first place. But if we go back to some simplicity in terms of honor and scripture and balance, we all came out of a pyramid and ended up here, and we were blessed through a cross. Understanding that logic, if you can, then I hope you will understand the impetus and the need for a Marty Smith show. And I want everybody next week to call me with, I got green show, I got Joe show, I got blue show, pink show, white show, whatever show. We got to keep talking it up.
My brother,
somebody,
I wouldn't tell you that, my brother. I just tell you to step up. That's all. Keep stepping up. This is where I'm at, my brother. And I'm agreeing with you that everybody's not going to agree with every different man's philosophy. But philosophies are based on opinions. And opinions are not facts. But everybody cannot disagree that society is in a turmoil right now. Can't disagree with that one. Everybody can't disagree that when we were kids, things was way better than they are now, and the church has been doing the same rituals. I'm not just saying the church and Baptists. I'm saying all belief institutions have been doing the exact same thing for the last 100 years, 50 years of my life. I watched them pray the New Year in for prayer meeting. I mean, the watch service. My dad was a pastor. I watched them do prayer meeting, revival, Bible study, outreach ministry, all of these talks, all of these things. And I've watched every year things get worse every year. And you can't argue with that. And I don't care if someone has a foolish opinion to lie and say that things are getting better, because that means that you've been deceived by the devil, like the church, into believing that what we've been doing is going to work.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Don't go nowhere. Don't get out the way, because you already saying, and I'm not trying to call this brother out, but me and Pastor Don had a connection on a heartfelt level on a couple of occasions.
Beautiful.
He needed some resources, and I tried to provide whatever resource I could. He was trying to get the hell out of California to Arizona. You remember that? And called me one day out the blue, and I'm like, bruh, I don't know you like that. But then something said, yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
All good. And here's the thing. With men, I have said this. I said this to a female. I said, you know, you so angry with the black man on this, and fuck a nigga this, and fuck on, fuck them motherfuckers, fuck them. Hey, I'll give whatever. I said, young lady, ma'am,
and she's probably my age, and I always say young lady. The problem is a lot of us men, and I'll be the first one to tell them and myself, we don't act like men. So we can soothe some of your anger by just letting you know I got it. You worried about the rent? We got it. You worried about raising the child? We got it. You worried about your stepdaughter going to get in some extra stuff because your now man is looking? No, we working a right line. We on the right path. That's we raise all children. We got
it.
And sometimes, folks, I have seen that us men don't want to step all the way up and say, you know what? Despite that child support on the left side, like the brother was saying earlier, and the extra one on the right side, and the backsliding on the Tuesday, and the blues on Wednesday, it's all stormy Monday, folks. It's all stormy Monday, folks. And every day that it is a day to move it forward. I hear folks on my background. That's Pastor Don out there trying to get more calls again, I assume.
You're calling to the show. While you're not speaking, put your phone on mute.
Gotta be something.
Probably no more than
602. Speak on it.
45.
Speak on it.
Well, I'm waiting on everybody to get quiet and stuff like that to see what I'm gonna say.
Pastor Don, turn your mic down. Turn your mic down, Pastor Don.
That's not me, sir. Sir, I'm sorry. That's not me. I'm a professional. I'm on mute. That's somebody else.
No worries.
Put mute yourself.
Somebody got a
78,000 miles.
You know, somebody got a back mic. It might be 769. Come on. Somebody got a back mic. Speak on the front mic. Come on, 769.
7279.
That's LD. That's what it is. Apparently he's at an auto shop making some moves happen while he's doing the radio show. So he's
like
the Freedom Corner brand.
And let me say this, that's a beautiful thing because we're not just talking about the ancillary part of the African American male mindset. We like rims. We like jewelry. We like, you know, fat stuff. We like what we like, but you can still have it all in the mindset, in the light, moving it forward and taking care of all our responsibilities and not being called into question because I just needed mufflers because I want my car loud. My baby got fed, everything. I have found on many occasions that folks want to press a guilt just because an African-American male has some degree of mindset, mental stability, and prosperity. It has gotten to the point where, can I have a taco? Hello, is anybody with me?
Can you hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Good. Let me finish my point, man, and then I'm going to get out you guys late. This is my point. I was saying earlier about the church, not in all the belief institutions as we know it today, they're ineffective in society because every day, every year, things get worse. That means that what they've been doing and are doing, it's not working. And Einstein defined insanity as a person to think that they can get different results out the same behavior. If you understand what I'm saying, the church is operating on a capacity of insanity because we've been doing the same thing looking for different results.
Why?
And the results,
can I ask why
the results
are
the same.
Let me finish. Why? Because the trick of the enemy. Listen, man, we God's chosen people. The devil hates us, us black folks. Huh. Yeah, he hates that because we are God's chosen people. So his best move for us, his best move for us is trickery by deception. For the devil is the master of deception. Listen, he has deceived the whole body of believers into believing that what they did 50 years ago, prayer meeting, Bible study, outreach ministry, food pantries, revival, prayer watch service, all these things, he have fooled them into believing that what they're doing is going to work. And the funny part, the sad part, is that all of us are looking at reality, and we see this shit getting worse out here. All of us see it every year. I mean, it's ridiculous now. It's to the point we're going to damn near need bulletproof vests. So a fair assessment is that the belief institutions of today are not applicable or have no affiliation with society. They have nothing. They have no power in society. The problem is the church has been deceived and their vision has been blocked on reality. That shit is getting worse, and they keep doing the same thing. We're going to get the same results. It's time as a body to change. That's what I'm on.
I want to interject something on what he said, though. First thing, what he said is true, is that we are God's intended. We are the Alpha and the Omega. All right? And that will soon be known as soon as they see what race mixing does. All right? Brings it all back to black. All right. Another thing, the reason why the churches are deceived is because they read out of texts that have been altered, that have been changed. Every Bible that you read, King James Version means that it has been changed. It is not the original word. Then you got to understand another thing. When you're talking about man, the humanity, we are imperfect. We tend to interject our own feelings into everything that we do. So you can't tell me that the Bible, because the Bible mentions they'll be rich and poor. God didn't invent money. Man did. There is no such thing in God's concept of rich or poor. So that alone tells you the Bible has been changed. Because God did not create a world of finance. God gave all men all access to everything on this planet. Now we allow men... We allowed a man to say, I'll lead you. I don't need a leader. People follow me. I don't follow nobody. I follow God. And we know what God says because it's in your heart. It's in your spirit. When you do something wrong, you know you're doing it. You're doing something wrong. But God gave you freedom of choice. You can still choose and do something wrong and still feel bad about it. How many times does that happen?
Hmm.
All right. So let's look at the humanity.
The weird part, I don't know if you've explored this, you could end up feeling good about the wrong choice, too. And
you
that
sure
as a projection for further wrong choices.
Correct. That's correct.
But then are you looking at, are you wrong in man's law or God's law?
Remember
Paul. In the text,
remember Paul.
It says, thou shalt not steal.
Can I interject, gentlemen?
Come on.
This is what I see. This is what we have. See, I base my whole ministry out of nothing but facts. I'm not going to speak my opinion. I don't even want to hear my damn opinion. Damn opinion. We're in the reality of society. We have to base this shit on facts now. It can't
that's
be
right.
opinions because we all have them.
We got somebody talking on the line. Mute yourself, please.
Beware your backline, brothers. Beware your backline.
Thank you.
Keep going.
We living in a world of facts, of reality. We can't base anything on nothing of opinions, because opinions, you know, like animals, everybody got one. So my point is, because hello.
Yeah, we here. Turn your back.
There's somebody still talking on the line. Please mute yourself if you're not speaking.
My point, I want to make sure you all can hear me.
We hear you,
Pastor. My point here is, okay, my point here is, my brothers, is this, is that if we don't do this thing on facts, then basically we guessing, and God doesn't want us to guess. God is factual. Everything about God is based on facts. The reality of
and
life,
numbers.
The reality of life is that we have now to do something different to get a different result. I'm about to head to California. I'm going to meet up with Steve Harvey. I got some big people lined up. I even got Oprah in the back. I'm going to grab her. Listen, I'm going to go and get these folks, and we're going to come and change this thing. Listen, this is the problem. This is the problem. This is what the church and all believers, not no Baptist, Catholic, I'm talking about all of them, from Buddhist to Episcopalian to everybody, this is where we've been deceived at. We have a lot of faith. We go to church. We do prayer meeting. We do all the rituals. We have faith, but there's no work. The Bible says that faith without work is dead. So what we've been experiencing my whole life as a young man, and your life as well, as things are getting worse, is a lot of faith but no work. It's almost like looking in your backyard, and you see your grass growing real high. And you say, God damn, that grass going high, and you run in the house and get on your knees and say, Lord, would you come cut the grass? Lord, come cut it now. It's 20 years later, you got a damn prairie in your backyard. You back on your knees even harder. Lord, come cut the yard. Then 50 years later, you got a goddamn rainforest.
Wow.
Man, why you didn't go to Home Depot and get you a lawnmower?
Wow.
And some Negroes and cut your my problem, the problem,
wow.
The problem, my brother, is that we're asking God to fix something that's right in front of our nose. And that's the problem with God. Because he handled the shit we crazy. He was the corona's ass. He was the corona's ass. But we're going to have to handle this problem that we look at every day. God bless you.
I agree with you, Brad.
Before you go, make sure you
remember, Reverend Green, that you called in the Marty Smith Show. When you get out here to L.A., California, hit me up. I already got your info recording, everybody on the call, because I want y'all back on the show. I want you to explore.
Hey, we're locked in. I'll see if I can meet you in L.A.
I want you to explore your opinion in the downtime when I'm not on the show.
Okay, yeah, that's
so
y'all,
that we
listen,
can
let me
even
get y'all
have
my
a greater time. Huh?
Can I tell my? Let me give you my information. I'm Rev Green. You can Google me. You can Google me. I'm that anointed one. Listen, I call myself the general because I'm finna lead this charge to flip society. I'm on with y'all. And I've been preparing for 27 years. And my phone number is 773-290-3851. 773-290-3851.
Yes, that's the info I have. And by the way, gentlemen, all of my shows are in archive, and you just go to Blog Talk Radio / I think I was last listed at Blue National and Marty Smith Show, or type in whatever you need to type in for the Marty Smith Show, and you get that info. You can actually, I've seen this all on Google.
that's what scared me when I blew up to the point where I was like all over the place, and I really wasn't doing much but was trying to get folks to say something. And I just felt as if that was the thing to do. Now that we're back on point with all of that, I think we need to take a quick musical break. Gather your thoughts. I'll be back in 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. All right, folks, we're coming back live with the Marty Smith Show. We got a good cast here with everybody listening and paying attention to some basic protocols, and I appreciate that. As we have Brother Lucky Lopez Evans in the background called Hail to the King. That is out of New Orleans area. I found that track many, many moons ago, but I have not found the version was spot on to B.B. King, Hail to the Blues. I mean, he stole the whole track. And then dropped this thing over it, and it went on for like 15 minutes. That's how I got into this brother. His name is Lucky Lopez Evans out of New Orleans. It's great. But more importantly, we've heard some knowledge today. And I agree with Dr. Green. The lie has become a lie on the lie. And if we are not careful, we'll be, as Martin Luther King said, led into a burning building. And I think in many cases, the mindset of how to get out of the trap leads you back into the burning building until you realize that Reverend Green pretty much said, the lie is the lie. What the facts are is. I know something else that I would like to interject. The numbers don't lie. God does reveal. All of the mathematical science suggests that why are you trying to name what a black hole is? It's God. What is magnetic field? It's God. Space, diameter, time, it's God. And more importantly, folks, we all reap in what we sow. And I think if you really listen to that pastor, he was saying, now you're in a place where you want to believe the falsehoods, and the falsehood is a falsehood. You're going to reap what you sow. How do you get yourself out of it? Anybody give me any info on how we get ourselves out of this trap?
Oh, it's not that hard. Okay, it's not that hard. First thing. Let me tell you, first, I'm Harris Walker, everybody. I'm the CEO of Hand in Hand Foundation. And I've been invited to the show by Reverend, to speak on a few things, by Pastor Don. Yeah. You know, we go back a long way. But Reverend Green, he's on point. is on point. First thing is that you're not going to get anywhere unless you get up. I tell people, if you want to make change, you got to spend a dime or you got to spend time. Best thing is if you can spend both. But you got to spend something to make change. I'm working on these changes. I disagree with one thing that was said earlier, is that we can't agree on everything. So let's see. Can we agree on that we need to eat? Can we agree on we need clean water? Can we agree on we need shelter? Can we agree on we need money in this country? Can we agree on we need an education? All right, well, see, I'm working on all these things. I've been working on these things. I've even designed what engineers have called the most perfect living structures, working structures, doing it all self-sufficient, the way God intended us to live off of the environment.
Sustainability,
at the same time affordability, but at the same time, it also helps the earth. It helps the earth recover. Every home is like a clean air factory, for one. That's one thing it does. But you don't pay for this. All this is included in the home. We just secured 61 acres in North Edwards, California, to start building the first community. Now, in this community, it's going to be all rentals. We're going to have to build infrastructure for finance, so economic infrastructure, so we have to build jobs and businesses, which we already have that covered too. But the thing is, we got to put the money together. We got to put the people together. We got to get the money to do it because the government don't want to do it. Trust me, my people in the government have already told me. I can get it funded, but I have to take off the self-sustaining part. They don't want you to have clean water that you don't have to pay for. They don't want you to have power and energy that you don't have to pay for. They don't care because this is all about money, 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 money. All right? And trust me, I made a lot of that stuff. As long as they print it, I know how to get it. The thing is, I ain't getting it for me no more. I'm getting it for everybody else. All right? Because, see, this is the biggest trick. This is the devil's biggest trick. Separation. Individualism. That's the biggest trick.
Oh, yeah, I can't make it on my own. I can't do it by myself. I can't just go on Facebook and get posts. I can't just Instagram my way and be a TikTok famous person and create sustainability in my own little old mindset.
Nope, you can't, because you still need people to watch it. You still need people to sign in.
Why you hate?
Okay. Let me act like Mr. Spock, since that's the person. If I had to worship a TV character, believe it, that's the one, because he's the most logical person in the world. Let me ask you, even though you know you can't do it by yourself, you were programmed that you were. How many times your parents said, stand on your own two feet, be a man, be a woman, don't depend on people. You ain't got to ask nobody, get it yourself. Well, that works in a limited aspect.
I'm an American, and I stand on my own fucking two feet, and I don't take handouts, and I don't do that shit, and I'm about building my own, and even if I don't have 2 feet, I'm going to have 2 socks.
And that's all you're going to have is 2 socks. Oh, wait, somebody got to make them unless you know how to sew. And then, wait, you got to grow the material. You need China now. You need somebody to ship it. You need somebody to make it. You need somebody. See, you need people. I don't care what you do.
Americans and those Hispanics won't work, and they won't go back to work after all those COVID handouts. And this is how it is. And now we got to go outside our country and our community to build America again. Right.
Yes. Well. You know what? It's a paradigm shift, and that's what's happening. And this shift is not like any other shift we have ever had before. This is, if your job disappears during this shift, it ain't never coming back. All right? This paradigm shift is all about a new way of living in a new world. But we still have to be able to adjust. If we don't adjust, there will be anarchy. There will be anarchy in the streets. You will have to wear a bulletproof vest just to go to the store. Because everybody's going to come after what you got because they don't have. So how about let's build a world where we all can have. Mm-hmm. How about that? How about let's build a world where in 24-hour day, a working family can spend more than 2 hours a day with their children?
Mm-hmm.
Let's build an economic world. And you may say some of the things I say, like, okay, everybody who works at this job get paid the same thing. You may say, that sounds crazy. I would never do it. That's socialism. But my little white friend Dan in Seattle did that 4 years ago after we talked about it, pays everybody in this company, including himself, $70,000 a year. He has tripled his business. Customer loyalty.
I already know.
Employee loyalty. Why does the janitor make less than the manager? And they're both equally important. Not sure. If you're a doctor, okay, I understand you should get more. You spent 15, 20 years learning how to do medicine. Okay, well, all the doctors get paid the same. How about that? Strive to get more education.
Man, you're spot on.
You want more money?
Spot on.
Okay.
You're spot on.
You know
you're spot on. And let me say this real quickly. I agree and appreciate you working with my little acting. And I, for you listeners, I am quite the entertainer on my show, but it's not about me. It's about getting out a consistent, cogent message. And what if you line up what we all are saying? Politics ain't gonna do it.
All right, how you
doing? Gonna do it.
We have to do it ourselves.
Current economic structure ain't gonna do it. We're gonna have to figure out a new strategy. And folks have got some. This brother got at least, and I am not trying to be a hater, but I have listened to the African American Black platform for business through Dr. Boyce, and I just think
Dr.
that
Boyce,
it becomes self, it becomes self-serving at one point if you follow the same moniker for making acquisition money and wealth and creating it as the white counterpoint. You actually have to do a different nuance. So when you look at things that we may have called socialism or radical reform, but if you look at an African tradition and an Indian and East Indian tradition of creating a tithe for a community, so everybody puts something in and everybody gets something back.
Everybody
month.
Gets out
and
equally. We eat
on.
At the same table.
And it really works. Now, back in the day when I lived in Oakland, we call it friends helping friends, and it ended up being a Ponzi scheme that didn't have an out because it was a Ponzi scheme. But in the inertia of it, it was based on a principle of put something in, get something back, grow the community. Had folks actually did that crap, black wealth would be nothing of an issue. 45% of the African Americans that left in Oakland area in the 90s would still be there. So black wealth, whether it's Watts, Compton, North Carolina, the Dakotas, wherever we had a house, we lose it. We have to come up with new ways.
That's
wherever we had
there's a better way.
We got
that's not
got
the way to pass
be,
on generational wealth, though. That is not the way to buying a house is not a way to pass on generational wealth. All right, they fooled you with that shit too. All right, to be honest with
I
you,
agree.
They fooled you
I
with
agree.
That.
I agree. However,
pass on
asset
generational debt.
Portfolio does help. You need some asset in our structure. So
how about having, how about owning a piece of every rental? How about owning a piece of every rental space in your community? How about being able to invest into that? That'll outlast your home. That will guarantee generational income forever, as long as those buildings are standing and new buildings are put on that place. This land that we have, I have a land
agreement.
That would
take a developmental infrastructure of change to
create a why don't we do it then?
Platform. Because we don't
I'm doing
think, that. We only, look, we only think, now this is something that I already know. I remember when I was active in the lodge back in the day, and my grandmaster said, you know, Brother Smith, you know, brothers and sisters want to see you be successful. Then he looked at me out the other eye and said, but not that successful. So what does that mean? He says, there's only so far you can go within our change paradigm, and we out here giving our clothes, we getting our new suits. that you can do, because somebody gonna have something to say against that. We didn't like the owner of the suits you gave out, but they was free. Yeah, well, the owner did this back in the 90s. Well, bro, you was wearing nothing but underwear. Now I gave you a suit. Now I gave you some shoes. We don't want them because they Nike. Well, look, bro, I'm sorry, but at some point, the infrastructure of psychology, and I'm not trying to rant. I'm trying to say something to get inside you and Reverend Green to bring it out to the audience that a deep psychology is failing us folks that think they know what is right, wrong, and which way to go and how to build, because you end up coming against the system, even in your case, where we create communal effects. How you going to bank the money?
Oh, that's not hard either. That's not hard either.
Where you going to put it?
See, the thing is, we put it, where are we going to put it? We put it back into the investment. We keep it going. There's a new 18 every
I'm
day.
I'm saying that Bank of America, I'm saying Bank of America.
I don't need Bank of America.
Those,
I don't need them. They're going to take.
If you create $1 million in value, it's got to be placed somewhere. You can't. Where's that?
No, you
keep
it flowing. This is where they got you going again. See, they want you to put your money in the bank so they can pay you nothing on it and make money off it. You keep money flowing.
I might be asking
you keep the investments going.
Issue. I'm asking a logistics issue with regard to the infrastructure of change. I'm not asking a personal issue with regard to, I know that they devil. The man is, the whole system is devil. Do we need now, I guess I'm answering my own goddamn question. Yes, we need to create banking institutions which bypass traditional shit and bypass her, because we're going to go extra on this show. I already decided. Okay? So we're going to go extra on this
show.
And
I agree with you.
I agree with you
110%.
Now, look, folks, the problem with me is that I'm academic, and that means that yeah, I have a good mind, but I was trained by white people to have this mind. So I dropped out of my doctoral studies. Pastor Don, no, I dropped out of my doctoral studies. I'd be Dr. Marty Mark. But that's not what's going on. I'm just MBA Marty Mark. But my mindset, and by the way, it was 4/5 when I dropped out. So I was a month away. I had my own issues. I could give a damn, because I shouldn't have been tracing the white folks' view of who is
Dream,
a doctor
Dream.
In the first, yes. And I'm not trying to rant on myself. I came to this conclusion after I figured out I was better off leaving that shit behind. I want to know. Shut up, lady. I want to know. How can we move it forward and create infrastructure? I mean, actual. We need to damn near have our own grid to get off the solar, to get into the solar, and get away from the power structure.
I got that covered.
We are not agrarians anymore. We started as slaves cooking and making collard greens and growing stuff and corn. We knew all that and how to ride horses. We don't even do that. So how do you build a sustainable mindset for people who are so much, in my opinion, I hate to say it, dark-skinned white people?
It's not hard. You're making it complicated.
Talk to me, Beth. Talk.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to let the other speaker speak first.
Can I iterate on that?
Yeah.
You can.
Okay. Okay, yeah. There's a couple of things, and you guys are 100% right. We have to provide, we have to get our youth, our young men from 18 to 30, 35. We have to get that generation into society. This is what has happened, gentlemen. This is what has happened. Because of our lack of privileges, and our lack of being equally shared in this economy that we're living in. And then because of the great rush of running black folks out the family and destroying, as I heard someone say about dividing, that welfare surge, that Section 8 surge that came in there in the 70s and 80s that ran the black man out the house, and they couldn't even have him living in there. All of these things were enemy tricks to destroy us, because united we stand, we're powerful people, but divided we fall. What his best move was to separate us from our women, make our women disrespect us, because no other race can disrespect us. We ain't doing shit after slavery. After slavery, that shit over. So no other race knows they can't disrespect us physically. And they know we'd be a threat because the men, we stronger than other races. The problem was, the devil's trick was, split the family. Take the strongest thing that he knows, and that's the woman, the black woman who endured slavery along with him. To take her and flip her against him by selling her the European concept of independent woman. And then let's put her in the driver's seat by saying, we'll give you housing forever. Just keep that black ass nigga out your house. Don't be a ship with a, a ship with a sail. Be a ship without a sail. See, what a woman is, and our sisters have become, is they become ships. Now, the kids, you know, she with the dude, she get the Section 8, she's a ship. All the kids are in the ship. Now, look at this analogy. All the kids are in the ship, and the ship has no direction because there's no man. So what the ship do, it drip over to this nigga's house. This nigga beat the puss up. It drip over to this nigga's house. This nigga beat the puss up. Well, listen.
They don't want no man. They want to self-direct their own ship, and they ain't even seamen. They ain't even private.
That's my point.
They ain't even first class.
That's my point, bro.
They want to direct their own ship. I meet them every day. I meet them in the workforce.
That's my point exactly, my friend. That's my point, is that the women are a ship without a sail. The man is the sail direction. And without direction, the ship just drifts from one nigga to another to the party. And while it's drifting, the kids are growing up, and they jumping out everywhere, dangerously, doing crazy stuff. As they get old enough, they jump out the ship. And they jumping out at hostile areas, shores, drug dealers. They jumping out at the wrong areas because there was no direction. So what we have
you have to understand the attack has always been against the black man. You see what I'm saying? They covered our women. They covered our women.
Period.
Most beautiful.
Period.
Women on the earth, strongest women on the earth. Covered our women,
but
if they destroy us, they destroy us. You see, if you let them.
And see,
I was also educated by these white people, by black people, by Asians. Pastor Don has known me since he was born. He knows my history.
How old are you?
I retired at 31 to raise my children, to be a family.
Bless your heart. Yeah.
Okay. And my children are successful.
It's some great men out here.
Let me ask y'all this, because the mind shift is, I see a paradigm shift. Once you know that this is reminding me of when I watched Roots, and I saw that Kunta Kinte decided he didn't want to be in this slavery shit no more. And then he decided he was going to run. And then he decided on his own accord, you know what? I'm not fucking with Chicken George. I'm not fucking with this bitch. Uh-huh. I'm not fucking with that nigga. I'm about to be a bounce. And then he bounced. And then that's been my life. I'm a bouncer. You know, that's why I got a show. That's why my show ain't new. My show is old. I'm old. I'm old in this shit. I did this shit because having worked through the 90s and met and talked to Pac like I'm talking to y'all, having saw them bumps on the back of Biggie Smalls' neck and Craig Mack with all them bumps on his face and Big and Puffy and all them niggas and all the extra shit and the way it all worked out. And I told him, like I told CeeLo Green, like I told many, you know, Reverend CeeLo Green, you know what, guys? I'm going to be around a lot longer than y'all. Some of y'all need to realize that this is all lace. That we just don't smell your draws. Don't get your ego in the way of what you need
keep
to
it
do
humble.
To build,
keep it humble.
To build a community. Now, this becomes hard because Reverend Gray, he laid it all out. Stop believing the lie. If you overweight and you're drinking Diet Pepsi, you are lying to yourself. Drink more water.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If you think that I am body shaming you because you are overweight and you got your leotard on, girl, all the way through your uterus, I'm sorry. I wouldn't raise my daughter like that. How about get in shape? If you think, white folk in media, that I am making a political statement because I am saying that Dave Chappelle is right every time we create. If a gay guy get mad, now you got to get Marty Smith's show canceled. If a Jew motherfucker get mad, Marty Smith is going to get shot. Meanwhile, they kill us every day. And they could be Jews or blacks that's killing us. Many of the cop shit we had in the last 30 days, 300 days, they are black officers that's abusing us. It's systemic. The Mark Ridley Thomas
thing. In order
thing
to change, we
got to
change the minds. We
Why
have to change the mind.
Black politicians.
I tell you.
I don't know what to do no more. The reason I stopped doing these damn shows is because I couldn't even go to work without people just coming at me on some weirdo shit. And, you know, I'm armed, so I'm an armed officer. And I just like, you know what, y'all putting X's on it because... Because it's the real block, bitch. So let that bullshit go.
Here you go. Now.
Let that bullshit go. Let that bullshit
man.
Go on Christmas.
I'm from the city. I'm in Chi-Town right now. I'm from the city, man. And y'all see what's going on in the city. My point is that it's so bad right now that it requires us, we have to, and I'm going to lead the charge, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. When y'all see me on TV and see me say, come on, y'all, come on, because we're going to get our kinfolks on the street. The thing is, we have to, like that brother was saying, we have to generate avenues within our race, man, that's going to cuff our little brothers because nobody loves them like us. And you know why we love them so much? Because they look just like us, man. Them eyes look like.
Exactly.
So the problem is, this is what we've done. Y'all feel that anointing. I'm a powerful man with God. Listen, I'm sending that through the phone. That tingling. It ain't cold. That's God. Co-signing what I'm saying. Listen. This is what I got to tell y'all. This is where we at. We told our young men, we said, hey, man, now I'm not being racist, but we told them as older brothers, we say, don't trust that uncle. They said, okay. And guess what? Today, they won't trust it. They'll beat the dog shit out of white dudes, say something wrong to them. So they accepted that, and they followed that. This is where the problem is, y'all. We gave them that instruction, but we ain't told them nothing else. We ain't gave them no more instruction. They don't know what to do with the strength they have because we have not given them a plan. And if you fail to plan, then plan to fail.
Exactly.
So we
have
to get out of the brush.
Hey, you right on that, but let me say this, and I'm gonna speak up for you. You actually have given them the whole message. I have young man, I have taught. I taught in Oakland Public Schools. I taught L.A. USD mm-hmm. down in L.A. I taught in-home. My specialty is math. And if you get me going in the morning, I'll show you how to calculate from here to Jesus. But, and English. However, a lot of folks in my counseling and mentoring tradition, a lot of the young, I have a whole network right now that I'm trying to get into better job positions and a different focus mindset and not looking at the current job as the end-all, be-all. However, I have seen folks reject good science, good sense, as you see in daily in the COVID war, regard to just young black folk that should know better. Folk, mm-hmm. black folk, not young, black folk that should know. You should mm-hmm. know better than to trust that shit. You should know that the same Floyd is the same Kwame Ture from back then, the same Stephen Biko. It's the same.
I love you saying that. Listen, and this is where I got the answer for that. The problem is that you're 100% right. That if you help a nigga that's a thief and give him a job paying $18 an hour, $25 an hour, he's still a goddamn thief. So all you doing is giving the thief more money for fools. Yeah, he's still.
I gotta disagree with that. I gotta disagree with that.
No.
I gotta disagree
Listen to my point.
How can you disagree?
Y'all cut me off.
Let me finish my point.
I'm not saying everybody can't change, but what I'm saying, okay, we got guys in Chicago right now in the city, and I know a lot of them, right? And they'll drive up, shoot niggas, kill niggas, do whatever. If we give them great jobs, their mindset is still the same, man. So what? They make good money.
They're going to be
but they still
niggas with jobs that's still
my
up running
is,
up to
my
niggas.
Point is this. This is my, let me get my point, bro. This is all my point is that we have to change the mindset so that it's applicable to the better job. Because if you give a person big, like for instance, goddamn it, Corona was just out here, right? All them niggas went and stole that PPP money. Everybody had money. What they do with it, man? They bought more motherfucking guns.
Nothing.
They bought better people. They bought more drugs. Them niggas ain't invest none of that money. My point is their mindset.
And Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
Period. There you go. But their mindset wasn't changed, brother. And who you are is who you are. We have to change the mindset. And the only way to do that is with love. I'm done. That's it.
I agree that we do change the mindset with love, but at the same time, let's look at the circumstances. Okay, you're from Chicago. Mm-hmm. I used to live off Orleans Avenue. I'm from New Orleans originally, born in the projects. Mm-hmm. All right.
Where are you at now?
So, all right. I'm in Sacramento, California right now. And then we could talk about Puffy and all them. I know them too. All right. The thing is that I made my retire. I retired at 31. How did I retire at 31? By helping mm-hmm. hardcore unemployables learn a new way. Don's father was in the same business.
I know what that is.
His father mm-hmm. was in the same business my father was in. He actually worked for my father. All right. We did mm-hmm. door-to-door sales back in the 60s. Magazine sales, door-to-door. Okay. But the thing is, see, you can't just take people out of a situation and just let them run free. You got to put them in a regiment.
That's right.
And so we had meetings. Meetings every morning except for Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Sunday night we had a meeting. All right. I took black people, young black people, took them across the United States, knocking on doors. Mm-hmm. Understanding, learning how to deal with every type of race. I've probably been blessed myself by every religion under the sun. All right? I've met so many people just knocking on doors in that education. I don't know if y'all ever heard of the KISS manual, KISS sales manual, Keep It Simple, Stupid Sales Manual. I wrote that at 14 years old. Okay?
Okay.
Understand.
Okay.
Now, we have to change our mindset.
I'm a Zig Ziglar,
Og Mandino. I can tell you what you want to know about any of them. Art Linkletter, Norman Vincent Peale. I grew up having to read these books.
Neville.
You see what I'm saying? I grew up having to read this and teaching people this, programming to be successful. I wish I had some of my people on the line now who haven't worked for me since the 80s would tell you I made them into what they are today.
I think you and I need to talk.
We definitely do. We definitely do. And I have a plan. I'm not just talking about a plan. I got tired of hearing our people talking about, oh, we need a Black Wall Street. Oh, we need this. Oh, we need that. But you ain't got off your ass and tried to do nothing. So I'm creating the pathways. I've studied this for years. I've studied everything I need to do. Now all I need is the other people to come on in. I even told Don about a new way.
Can I ask a quick question?
You got my number?
Sure.
773-290-3851.
Yes, sir. Make sure you call me, man. Can I ask a quick question?
Everybody listening, I want to ask a quick question. Can we all agree? So if you called into my show, and let me say publicly, you can download the show. So any numbers mentioned, all audio, you can get all that from listening to the show. So everything is recorded. You can get that through Blog Talk Radio. But I did not say this. My number is 213-298-8005. And I'm at bluethinktank@gmail.com. Blue as in blue, think as in think, tank as in tanker, @gmail.com. bluethinktank@gmail.com. Don't blow up my phone because I have... 1,000 other motherfuckers blowing up my phone. And then,
you can have some of these 15,000 minutes I do on the phone a month.
And then the other thing happens is then I get, then brothers don't realize that they went on the strip site 2 weeks ago, and that's in the metadata. Now, let me tell you, I was a computer teacher. Back in the 90s, I set up infrastructure off the telephone pole. I'm that good. I got to college because I was able to hack computers back in when we had the TRS-80. And then I paid to go to college. I paid to go to my first year because I stole some computers, or they came to me by way of God, and then I reprogrammed them and sold them. So my mind is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, don't play with me because I don't do these shows for my butt. They asked me to invest and get your little Google. I don't care about no Google rewards. What I care about is Black people talking about something. Now, even if I had one of the best disagreeers with me, early on, that brother, he's African. He was so trumped out. And then when I finally told him, I said, bro, I'm a Republican, but you're ridiculous. You're not in the truth. I'm Republican because I'm pro business and progress. And I do not believe that my Black people need to spend. I don't believe Black people need to spend one more time. One more dime, one more iota, trying to go through political streams and consciousness to get to their freedom. It is implicit in our heritage, our faith, and our bloodline. You are older. You already have it. Get away from from what your neighbor doing, what your girlfriend doing, what your homeboy doing, your homie. There are ways to build. I don't care if you invest $10 in cryptocurrency. That $10 today will be probably $200,000 by the time you need it when you retire. And I'm telling you something, bro. I've been on it. I'm like, I can teach you how. I can teach you why. I can teach you why you need to invest in Jesus. I told the young man, bro, you ain't going nowhere, bro. You swole up. You got your muscles on. You cute. You whatever. I can tell you, sexy, got all these hoes, all right. Bro, you don't know nothing about Jesus. Jesus is going to be there when you fall. When you fall. When that muscle don't matter.
That's right.
Now, it's hard for you to see that now because you got bottled water. You got free air. They give you free lunches at the job. That shit ain't going to last. That pussy you getting ain't going to last.
Sure ain't.
But that child
everything
support going to last.
Yep.
That child support going to last. And your ability to decide in the moment if you're going to be a man. Can you define what that means? Do you even, did anybody teach you that? So you got an uncle and he may be 45. I'm 57. I'm going to tell you something. My mindset a little different because of how I came through. If you had an earring and a waistcoat leather jacket in my era, you was a gangster. So what did I do? Go out and get an earring and a waistcoat leather jacket. Then a nigga want to take it. Bro, that jacket costs $49 downtown, and you going to take the jacket? He going to take my jacket.
For free.
But you know what happened? I stopped it. Slapped
him. Right.
I was too skinny to slap that man. I slapped that man. He was a Hoover prick.
Wow.
He was a Hoover. He should, and he had people around him. But when his eyes opened up like pumpkins, when his eyes opened up like pumpkins, the nigga was like, we know what you're doing.
He was a Hoover
Crip. Crazy.
He was a Hoover Crip, that's why. He was a Hoover Crip, that's why. He wasn't no Blackstone. He wasn't no Blackstone.
Right.
I'm a Blackstone.
Yeah,
I'm from the old days.
Can we please?
Now,
can we
I don't
please,
care
please.
If you was a Mind Stone. You still wasn't going to get that leather jacket. That's what my mind was that day.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
You could have been from Moon Crip Walk. You could have been from the Moon Blood, the Jupiter Blood.
Nah, if I had wanted the jacket, you would have gave it to me and wanted to give it to me. I wouldn't have to take it.
Bruh,
my conversation is too strong.
Let me say this. Only way you would have got that jacket.
My conversation is too strong.
Let me say this. You would have got that jacket if you talked to me. And I felt like you needed the jacket more than me because that's where my heart was.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I said. I would have got the jacket from you if I really needed it, if I really wanted it. I would have got it out to you. You would have been glad to give it to me.
But it wasn't going to be no beat down, jack down.
None of that.
I will give
see,
you.
See, this
jacket.
Is what I'm saying. See. See, we've been fooled that we have to use violence and all this other stuff to get what we want because that's what they portrayed. That's the mentality they wanted us to get. They wanted us
now,
not to go to school.
This,
they wanted us not to
let
get
this
education.
This, young man.
Word.
Let me say this, young man. Had we been in Chicago with that Hulk come around that brick building like I was in 1991, you would not have got that jacket.
I feel you, though.
You would not have got that jacket that day.
What was it, minus 13 degrees back then? Some crazy number?
That win was so cold, I cried. I have never cried for win. I've cried for bitches, niggas, gangsters.
I wasn't there. People told me.
Everything. Everything y'all saying right now is why I put the winning team.
I cried for loved ones. I cried for win. That win, I had on layers. You would not have gotten that jacket that day. What you would have got was probably, I'm sorry to say, I would have reacted in a way if the weather would have allowed me to move. But I was stuck.
It was too cold.
Now, having grown up in Los Angeles, I grew up in L.A. where you can go to the beach on Christmas. Now, it's November. And I'm walking out the hotel on, I tell you where I was, off Cleveland Street. I was in a motherfucking hotel by the, what y'all call it, the lake, it's the ocean. And then I looked out the window and all of it was froze. And then they had like 5-inch, 17-inch ice plates moving up and down. I'm like, this is not normal. I told all the black people I met that day to move. I told them to get out of Chicago.
Hey, that should have been
your call to Chicago.
You going to talk down on my home, man. That's what you going to do.
No, we ain't talking down on Chicago. That's my home, too, though.
I'm just saying. No, I'm not trying to dig. I'm not trying to bang. I'm not banging. I'm saying consistent.
Hey, the New Yorkers can't talk.
Listen, I'm saying consistent with Pastor Green that y'all are living a falsehood. We wasn't supposed to be up there in the first motherfucking place. Get the fuck up
exactly.
out of there.
We signed people.
And them white people in Chicago are some of the rudest I've ever met. They don't really like people with dark mustaches unless they blonde. So leave.
Wow.
I'm just saying, all the light-skinned people need to leave. All y'all need to get up out of Chicago.
I need a light-skinned.
Leave that Lightfoot, what her name? Lightfoot Messenger.
Say, man.
Leave the Lightfoot. Leave the Lightfoot and get on the good foot. Get on the good foot.
What you ain't going to do is bash my home, nigga. That's what you ain't supposed to do.
Come on with it, bud.
As soon as they knock down Cabrini, you know the roaches spread it.
Y'all won't even let a nigga wear a fur coat no more. Because the white people are like, you can't wear a fur. So I got to wear polyester. I'm freezing. At least I could have had a bear coat. I had a bear coat. Now I can't even wear my good coat and my good old gangster brim because the motherfuckers is like, that's out of real, like, pelts and shit. Look.
Pelts back in the day.
No, that was yesterday.
You still got to wear your pelts,
man.
Now, I ain't mad, mad at my Chicago brothers. Let me understand something. I remember when the towers was there. I'm that old. And somebody told me, Marty, they said, don't go down. So I rented a car, and I drove right down to Cabrini Green. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. So I rode right to Cabrini Green. I did this. I am not going to lie. And they met me at the entrance. And then I was going to try to park the car and walk around. And then they was like, bro, you're not really from here. I said, I'm from California. And I know some Crips and this, that, and the other. And they was like, okay, so you can at least get out, but you can't come in. Then they tore it down.
See, I lived 8 blocks away. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, y'all on North Side. Mm-hmm.
North Side. I lived off of Orleans.
Yep.
All of y'all had on leather jackets, like the same one you was going to take. And I'm like, God damn.
Oh, wow.
You know,
leather hides your knives real well.
It's cold, bro. My mind goes back to the original.
Leather don't show your blade imprints that well.
Man, I mean.
It don't show your blade imprints that well, and leather saved my life. I got the razor cut on my arm and on my back. Show it. But you ought to see what he got.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. In a serious
how
way.
Do we stop this, though? How do we stop it? That's the thing.
We can't put the guns down
because we need them.
I'm telling you. Well, at the end of the day, bro, it's some people that don't have no right with a gun and they got all access.
Hey, I agree with that too. That's what I said. It's about who has the guns. Yeah. About who has
them.
It goes back to the education. But the guns ain't going to solve our problem because we only 13%. Guns ain't going to solve our problems.
How many of you all in agreement that God, you know, he runs it all, right? Y'all pretty much in agreement with that, right?
God is everything.
Amen.
Okay.
We just want stuff in man's time.
Everybody in agreement with that one, right?
Correct.
Oh,
yeah.
The God
is in charge of the world.
Yes, sir.
John smited some ears, and so did Jesus followers.
So let me make my point. That's all I'm saying.
Come on,
and
with
I'm gonna bag up. But I'm saying we all in agreement that God is in charge of everything, right? You know, pretty much he run it all, right? God is the creator. He does it all, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I agree with you.
Let me ask y'all a question then. Why in the hell do y'all keep thinking God needs your help to protect you?
God don't need our help. We need God's help.
There you go. My point is, at some point in your belief, you got to start walking by faith and not by sight.
Exactly.
I'm in Chicago. I'm in the heart of Inglewood.
Yep.
Let me finish my point. I stay in the heart of
Inglewood. They don't believe, man.
Listen, you walk out. Listen, you won't walk down the street over here with a mink. God damn it, you won't walk with a knife never. You won't walk if you're not from over here. I'm in the heart of Inglewood. And guess how many guns I got? None.
Why the hell you think I would be stupid enough to go to Green Green if I wasn't walking by the
gangsters. I'm in Mobile. You said you was a stall. I'm in Mobile. This Mobile. And it's structured. And these boys respect the shit out of Reverend Green. I don't have no pistol in my home. I ain't had a pistol in 20 years. Fuck, I'm going to help God. If he ain't
Reverend Green, I hope
that
man
was supposed to mean I was walking out of his protection.
I hope you got
no punk ass pistol. No weapon formed against me. Go prosper, because now I'm on daddy's side. When I was with the other nigga, when I needed the pistol. Because I couldn't trust that punk-ass devil. Every time I turned the corner, that boss was trying to kill me.
let me, can I interject real quick? Because you need to be clothed in the armor of faith. And unfortunately, that armor may have at least a sword based on biblical tradition. I'm not saying very much into armory and gun advocacy and this, that, and the other, and training and getting my young brothers away from a psychology of event security and moving into policing type issues or at least depthful security where you're armed. However, that does not mean, I just told the sister, I said, I am an advocate for females arming themselves. It's a rough world. I want you to look at it different. However, that doesn't mean that you need to go out and shoot somebody. What I do want you to do is be properly permitted and well endowed and endued, ready to defend yourself and your community. So you need to be endued, and I don't care who the minister is. You need to be imbued with the armor of faith. That does not mean that you need to go out and smite your opponent's ear off every time
what's
you get in a conflict.
So what you saying?
I cannot. Can
what
I,
you saying?
Can I say
God,
this?
You saying God needs your help?
protect him. No.
I'm not saying that at all. God don't need no goddamn help.
Let me clear on what I'm saying.
If you walk up an iceberg, hit your ass in the head. If it's your time, it's your time. You have to walk by faith. You got to just trust God, and it ain't my day.
I don't see nothing wrong with walking in faith, but I'm going to carry a big stick with me too, though. All right.
Yeah,
I teach my kids self-defense.
Reverend Green, calm down. Reverend Green, just one quick second. It's not about an objection to walking with God. I am going to walk with God because God gave me two arms and gave me a mindset. And most of the devils that I'm going to interfere in my faith walk are either going to be a beast, if it ain't a tiger, in my times out in my, or it's going to be a pit bull. Okay, if it's not a pit bull or a Doberman, it's going to be something that I need to defend so I can have life to build for my community. However,
so what you're
defending
is that God
Moses, as Moses, let me finish, as Moses did for his community, it was not necessarily 100% through faith. It was also through discipline. That was his biggest parish. Him and Aaron had a lot of problems keeping niggas in line. And so my problem is on my way to practice faith at that church on Mount Baptist Crenshaw Avenue Church, I'm going to have to deal with a few niggas. And a few niggas on the devil. And then I'm going to need a stick. I'm going to need a... I need a staff and a rod. That staff will help me get my way into the church pew. That rod, though, will keep that bust away from me so I can sit down. And I'm not saying that you need to do nothing else but repent if I have to bust your ass upside the head. I'm sorry.
You know what's funny about what you just said, though? We used to call a gun a ride back in the day.
Right.
We used to call a gun a ride back in the day.
Right. I'm a real Christian. I know that.
I carry a stick and a rod. But at the same time, I understand what Reverend's saying.
It's independent. It's each person. It don't make you wrong on how your faith is. That's just your life experiences of how your faith goes. So as you grow, your faith grows, you know. So, you know, you go through something and you come out. You realize God got you through. You be like, when it come again, you're like, oh, shit, I done been here. I know I'm coming up out of here. So, you know,
but that don't mean the Pope don't have protection. That don't mean the bishop don't have protection. I go to West Angeles, and West Angeles is one of the biggest churches in L.A., and they got security with guns because the minister needs to give his sermon tomorrow.
Security is not necessary. I'm not saying it's not necessary. I'm just saying each man deals with faith on his own level. And that's none of my business.
Of course.
That's the relationship with God.
Of course.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. That ain't none of my business.
I'm just saying it's not necessarily the gun because I don't necessarily need a gun. I need a gun to equalize it in case you got one. Like I said, my kids start martial arts at 5. I teach them bladed and blunt weapons at 8 to 9. I take them shooting live fire when they hit 12 after I trained them for 2 years with toy guns. All right? So at 13 years old, they are not only martial artists in self-defense, unarmed self-defense, but they can use almost anything as a weapon.
Unless you had
to live that life of people paparazzi and people following them and people wanting to kidnap the kids, trying to get money from them and all that. That's why we have to move to these big neighborhoods, big house, because we have to get away from the hood. But I moved back to the hood. I moved back to the hood. On my street, in my area, nothing goes down. You know why? Because I made sure I went and talked to everybody. And I pulled up in this in this neighborhood.
I like that. I like that. You in Sacramento with that?
Yeah. I'm in Sacramento. And if you come to my house, Steve, I pulled up in this house with a Rolls Royce, a BMW 745i, and my Bentley, and had them on the street. The cars cost more than the house did.
I appreciate that. I lived in Oakland 20 years. I lived in the Bay Area 20 years, and most of it was in Oakland. And I probably know some of your people, and you know my people.
You do, because I'm going to tell you.
I lived in Oakland before. I lived in Oakland for almost a year myself.
Well, y'all know where the Acorn is.
I stayed in East Oakland.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, 100. Okay, now, I lived all over the Bay Area. My mom was a Black Panther. Okay, I lived in Acorn in the 60s when it was nice. Vida Blue was my neighbor. You know, my life is like a who's who. Some of the people y'all mentioned, Martin Luther King, yeah, I'm a member of Martin Luther King's church. I'm the kid that broke up one of his teachers that walked out the door and everybody started looking for me.
But you don't sound a day over 25.
I'm 60 years old. I'm 60 years old, and I'm known by my first name. I'll be 61 December.
This is the funny thing about my shows. I've lived in the Bay. I gave big parties. I was in and out, bro. From Brian Shaw to everybody on Malcolm up in the Oakland Hills. Everybody know me. I done did this. It's a pleasure to have
you know who Black Ice is, friend, right?
Huh?
What's up, my brother?
You know who Black Ice? You know Black Ice? Black Ice from the Bay?
Yeah,
it ain't good.
Yeah,
good, man.
Okay, well, you're talking to him. Huh? You're talking to him. This is Black Ice.
I'm the dude who used to get a soul food party back in the day.
Yeah.
And then
over by Mr. G's Screaming Eagle off of 55th.
I used to get a soul food parties. I know about y'all. I know about the motorcycle parties over by y'all. I did it all, bro. I got gold platinum records. I did all that shit. I done walked Tupac down the street. Everybody know me.
Like I said,
I'm glad
you should know me.
Because we need to tell our story.
Hey, well, you know what? So many people want to write my story, and I've been playing with it like, nah, because it's still
me
too.
Me too, but you know what? Let me say this about stories, because mine connected to that deep hip-hop game, and I just decided that I don't need to do Vlad TV. I don't need to do that. I don't need to do the Smith Brothers. What I do need to do is get it off my chest, and this is why you're here today, I think. Because we put way past two on the show. The show's still going on. And I'm in my heart. Pastor Don went out of his way to call all y'all to come on down today. And me and Pastor Don ain't had a conversation in a year. But I don't think we needed to. Where you at, Pastor Don?
I'm ahead,
yeah,
because
he knows if he calls me, I'm coming.
Hey, we got some music in the background. We have to.
Well, Pastor Dunn, can we talk to your administration and get you up to Bishop Dunn? Can we get it to Bishop? I think you're worthy.
No, I'm right now a pastor, and that's who I am. But at the end of the day, I appreciate the love. I'm glad all
Come
y'all
on,
are in the building.
That's
know?
Just like you. That's just like my paperwork. It's nothing to you. Come on,
man.
Paperwork.
Come on, man. Y'all
all right,
family.
All right.
At the end of the day, we got
we'll
to win.
Have,
we can't
all right,
win if
all right.
We don't work
together. All right, I'm going to call him and get... Then we're going to install Bishop Reverend Green, and then you'll be associate district. Okay, associate district bishop.
Hey, man. I'm going to hang up.
We're going to give you more power than Reverend Green because you done got old in the game. He need to go take
his
business.
Hey, how's it going, bro?
And so,
Tracy in the back.
You trying to
take
the
power in the title.
All right, I'm gonna tell them. And then my brother from the 916, we'll make him head of deacon services so he can collect the money. And then can we work with this?
Hey, look, I'm gonna show y'all how to make the money, bro.
I feel the Lord working on this administration. Come on,
I got to show y'all how to get this money so that we can start building.
That's why we need to be deacon.
We have to have these conversations on Saturday behind the scenes so
y'all
people don't know what's
playing.
Going on.
I ain't playing crap. You don't want to be a business. You can be associate.
Everybody got to be on point.
I'm so grateful, man, that God allowed me to meet you guys through Brother John. I appreciate you, man. It's good to meet brothers with open-minded opinions, man. I really appreciate that, man.
I appreciate you coming on.
We got a song now.
Please contact me when you come
down. My man, you guys did it.
It's a plan.
Watch.
I'm on something really big, y'all. Hey, I'm gonna have to drop off of here.
But anybody want to contact me?
Gentlemen.
Let me drop my number out there for them.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Okay, it's 916-895-3672.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get my phone in my hand.
I'm gonna put it down. 916-895-3672. Yeah, and you can always find me at just Google HHF Mall or Google Hand Foundation, Healthy Homes Program, HHF Mall. Man, just you can Google
Healthy Homes.
We're doing so much right now.
We don't trade your email, bro. He rolls with me. That's Reverend Green. That's Mr. Walker. Mr. Walker rolls with me. I'm going to put y'all together on a very special call. And when y'all get the trading ideas, this is one of the guys that we was going to see when we went to LA. Definitely. Hands down.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do my Don Junior, what I know how to do.
Yeah.
It's going to work.
Do your thing.
But look, check this out, though. Yeah. So, Don, let them know about Tapestry, too. Because I got to get off here. I got to walk into this meeting. But
go ahead,
let them know about Tapestry.
Thank you for being on the platform. Thank you.
Definitely.
Y'all make sure y'all reach out to Mr. Walker.
I will get back at you as well as Reverend Green and Don. Thank you.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Not done yet. If you need to drop off, drop off. We got about 10 minutes left.
Oh, we got 10 minutes. I'll wait.
My artist. Hold on. Before we get the floor that you're for somebody else, I want to give my artist at least 5 minutes real quick just to tell y'all who he is and the whole idea behind the Put the Guns Down movement. The whole time we did the Entertainment World Wide Network, we never got behind the call together. And Put the Guns Down is universal. So I want him to kind of let y'all
can
know.
I
and Mario,
a,
make
can I take
y'all
a
together.
Quick break? Hey, Pastor,
oh,
can I take a quick commercial break? And it won't take me 20 seconds.
Okay, that sounds good. You got to pay the bill.
Thank you for listening to the Marty K Show on blogtalkradio.com. All right, folks, we're coming back live to the Marty Smith as we close out this last 10 minutes. And, you know, we going to keep it gangster. Some of y'all think that we was playing with that, too. We all in the streets, the church, the politics, the whatever, to change the apparatus that is holding us fucking down. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm about to quit all my jobs. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to quit them all.
I'm sorry,
I'm
Marty. You can't stop me. There's only one Marty in the world. Only one. Only one of you.
I don't need no stinking job, man. I don't need no stinking badge. I don't need no stinking job. I'm going to quit all that shit, and I'm going to commit my life. I did it once, and then I ran up against myself. Today I'm going to do it again and move forward, commit my life to moving people that look like me forward and a forward progress that enhances me. So I created a circle. I got to eat and y'all got to eat. Can we all eat together? Don't take nothing off my plate. Let me put more on yours. Copy that. Back to the Marty Smith Show with my good friend Pastor Don and his numerous guests. I never thought that he would have did this today. I mean, the Dodgers didn't win it yet. And the Oakland Raiders, you know, I'm an Oakland fan. I was in Vegas last week, Pastor Don. Yep.
I'm in Arizona
right
now. I'm moving around.
Yeah, that's you're moving around because because the chariot that we sent to you for your new bishopdom, you did not accept it. So it got sent back to So we had a we got you on a new bishop plan. You thought you was helping me by calling me out the blue. No, bro, you disappeared. You had Rolls Royces already out there, and then you let them go by. And then now I don't want to be all live on the air telling you about yourself, but you're ordained, and some ministers need a Rolls Royce or two Bentleys. You need to decide and click the email we sent you. So that you decide what the church counts. I represent the CIA, which is the Civil Intelligence Negro Association. So we not CIA.
Yeah.
We niggas like CIA. We worse than them.
God.
And we gave you two benders and you rejected them. And then we didn't hear from you for 5 months. And now we're going to give them the Reverend Green and then my brother in Sacramento. Because the brother in Sacramento, actually, he looked like he understands shrimp etouffee. And, like, he could go down to New Orleans with me and just eat some, you know, eat some good shit. You know, some of y'all in the church got hang-ups now. And I want to talk about your hang-ups. Now you're vegan. I don't want no vegan churchmen. I was raised on good wheat. I was raised on wheat. Jesus had wheat. We ain't vegans. Jesus had gluten, wings. What the hell is wrong with y'all? How about a good American Jesus burrito?
Uh-oh.
And we're going to pray on it before you eat. So I told Pastor Don's administration that he had a bin He had a Benz. Before we gave him the Bentley, we gave him a Benz, and he didn't show up for that either. So we felt like, as a member of our congregation, that he didn't even, he was feeling some kind of way, and he was in a good spirit. It's always a good spirit. And he gifted the Benz back to the church. So my wife's best friend, hairdresser's baby uncle that worked at the fish spot got the Benz. And then we trying to work on it. I just talked to them an hour ago. I'm sorry, your business is going to Reverend Green unless you really click on the email. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're killing me, bro. You are killing me. Man, but I love you.
I got to keep y'all laughing, bro. This is the Martin Smith show. I got to have some type. I'm funnier than Dave Chappelle, by the way.
Man, come on.
Dave Chappelle might know more Jesus than me, but I'm a funny mother, you know what. All right. Now, having said this.
What's this minister? I'm going to make sure you find out. I'm going to get you what I want to see with Steve Harvey.
I got to revert. I have to, though.
Make sure we get you.
Pastor Don, we need you to submit your credentials to say that you actually Pastor Don. Because the last time we checked on PayPal, you was Pastor Donnie. And Pastor Donnie was white. So we want to make sure before we give any church funds to the congregation on behalf of Pastor Don, that Pastor Don ain't Pastor Donnie. And he said he was Donnie from Texas. And I don't think that anybody called from Texas. I see y'all laughing. I don't think that this is a funny thing because I'm trying to verify that Pastor Don last time I saw he had a Jerry curl. And if he don't have a Jerry curl, right, your benefits ain't gonna go through. Google is on my ass right now.
No S curl.
We're trying to
give
you a Bentley,
bro.
We got a Bentley in Arizona Airport.
I'm not no. This went too far. It's too far. Now, this is why I
this guy here.
Your ass
shut
back
me down.
Like
Shut me down, bro.
Come on, man.
Come on,
bro. You know, we go back long way. I've seen you grow so much. The numbers grow. I've seen the audience grow. I even see your personality grow. I don't stop anybody. I like to watch followers, man. The whole thing is we are a collective. We all are bringing something different to the table. But once we align it all together, it's all going to make sense. It's going to fit in Reverend Green's mission, Marty Mark's mission, Harris Walker. The Put the Guns Down movement is going to change everything. Watch. I told y'all I said it here first. Not only I said it here first, it's a situation where by me saying it, it's going to become real and become law. Y'all might think it's funny now. It's jokes are cool, but once you get to the reality of the situation, it's not funny anymore. I'm here to change the world.
Amen to that.
I'm not no game. You know what I'm saying? I've come in droves. When I come with pride.
You know,
it's gonna
I know
make
that,
sense.
Bro. You know, I know that, and we're not jesting with you. We are actually making a statement because none of this shit would be possible. Let me tell y'all. With our Pastor Dunn. Pastor Dunn is one of the few black people I know all over America. I just left Alabama. That actually goes out of his way to call other people to bring them into a platform where they can speak their mind. Nobody's doing this shit.
That's a good
nobody
topic.
Is.
And you know what?
Travis Smiley ain't doing this. I'm telling you. Travis Smiley ain't doing it.
Exactly what he's
nobody's
talking.
Doing it.
That brother's a network king. Networking king. He can bring people together. That's a gift.
At first, for me, I was like, why is he doing this? My narrowness early on was like, well, why is he helping me? Oh, he got to get something out of it. Well, nope, I ain't got no money to give him. I was like, I ain't got nothing to give him. But then I found a few trinkets, and then there was something to put in the kitty. And then it's like, you know what? Pastor Don ain't hurting me. Pastor Don is the only black man that I don't know that I know. He actually know me, but I don't know where I know him from.
Right.
He's been in all in my hood. Pastor Don been all in the hood.
I know
don't
exactly
lie, Pastor Don. You've been all in my hood. You've been all over L.A.,
right.
All in this shit. Don't act like you don't know what time it is.
Yes, I have.
But what time it
I'll
is.
30 out of 50 days. Come on now.
Good brother,
hey,
man.
If you're an African-American on my line with two nutsacks, you need to think about being and creating an atmosphere. I know some of y'all didn't even want to do this. Now you're leaders. I'm sorry. You knew the game was dangerous before you signed on.
Right.
You need to stop snitching on the devil and snitch on Jesus. Snitch for Jesus.
Oh.
Tell him about how Jesus helped care of you.
I like that.
Snitch for him.
I'm feeling that one.
Tell him about how Paul walked in front of you and smited the motherfuckers that you didn't even get your gun. Tell them about
wow.
how
I got
you
one,
saw Jesus.
I got one even better than that. I got one even better than that. Tell about how every goddamn Oh God episode you ever had in your life, all of them worked.
No.
Let's tell that every time the foxhole prayer, every foxhole prayer in your life that went to God, all of them worked. Every one of them, and I don't
only,
know. You,
only
but I
ones
guarantee
that,
you
hey, hold up, cuz. Hold up, G. Hold up, cuz. Only ones that didn't work was the ones that I went into the foxhole with my same mindset before I was met in that foxhole by a spirit, and he brought me out that foxhole in a whole state. I went into a foxhole not knowing who I was, and I was fighting the wrong battle. I got in there in darkness, and that darkness brought me out to a place where I can talk to you now. So every foxhole did not matter. It's the
yeah,
ones that's working
that,
for
but my
me
point
now.
Is the foxhole prayers. Every one of us have used foxhole prayers in our life, man. Every time the
if
bottom
can
fell
pray,
out, the first goddamn thing we did is got religious and said, oh, Lord, oh, God. We all had those foxhole prayers. I don't give a fuck who you is. You human. And every one of us have called God in the pitch. And when we was in trouble.
I agree with that.
And if you hear today, if you hear today, that means that God answered every one of your foxhole prayers. Because when them situations was out of control and nobody give a damn about you, you called God and you hear today. He made a way every time. He has a perfect record in your life. Period. There is no but to that.
Amen.
I agree with all that.
None of us
we
can
need
argue.
To. We need.
None of us can argue.
I agree.
That God
agree
came
with
every time
that.
The bottom fell out. Oh Lord. Oh Jesus. Oh God. And they all worked because you're here today. So He stepped in when nobody else can. So we owe Him first everything. Then second, our worthless thing.
Hey,
amen.
Pastor Green, Reverend Dunn. My man is 612. Y'all, great. I appreciate this. I didn't even intend that I was going to do half of this. I put on the protocols. I pushed my thumbs, and then something said, it ain't going to go. Just do what you do, and then I did what I did.
Yeah,
thank you.
I was like, who is this going to be a leak? I was like, Marty, get it. I was like, oh, I got to call him.
I'm Marty Smith, man. I'm Marty Smith. I've been known to run my mouth. I've been known to start some shit. I've worked on all kind of things. Currently, I am like, really, I'll tell y'all publicly, why is the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, they keep calling me and asking me to help them? And I'm a Republican. That's because my heart is good.
Oh,
Marty,
wow.
I'm coming to pray. This is what I want to do, Marty. I want you to get my number because I'm contemplating next week.
773-290-3851, Pastor. I got that.
Okay, next
call me.
I'm headed to L.A. to get things set up, and I'm coming in there next week. Next week I'm flying in just for temporary. Then
well,
after
I'll
that I come back, I'm coming in. Yeah,
all right.
All right. Hey,
we
got
Pastor Christmas on the line, too. As soon as I get off this line, I'll let you know.
Whoever's
coming in.
Man, A-Dot, he's on my line. I mean, I brought the family out, man. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been on your show in a long time. I had to bring out the team. We are the winning team. We're 300 strong all across the globe. You don't know who's your cousin until you call your show. It's just that simple. We've been doing this for 6 years.
It's even
putting
simpler.
It all together.
Yeah.
Hey, Pastor Don, it's even simpler. It's simpler
okay,
as this. I have the numbers.
When she comes back.
I have the numbers. When I get off the phone in the next hour, I will contact you in that hour and let you know.
My brother.
Okay.
Again, my number and my email, you just get to me. I'm not available. I've been an activist in these communities so long that it's done pissed me off being an activist because nobody want to step up to nothing. They would rather.
No, you can't take away history that's already happened. The whole deal is we have databases. Databases are.
And let me say one thing to you on that too. Yeah, everybody step away because you didn't have the spirituality that you got with me and you together. Now, listen, don't nobody turn when
I would agree.
Yeah, when I talk,
hey.
So
when I'm in the street,
when I come to L.A., you set up somewhere where we need to talk. And I guarantee you, everybody there pay attention to me. I guarantee you.
Hey, bro.
So I understand what you're saying.
I'm going to tell you straight up.
But don't
up, homie.
Frustrated
because
God
set
you like that for a reason.
Straight up, I'm on Vermont and Florence.
God.
We're the place where it started the 92 riot. I'm on that street. If you want to come preach some gospel here, I got whatever we need. I don't care who's coming, what it is, and what obstacles we face. We'll get it done.
And I'm not preaching gospel. What I want to do is I want to teach our next movement to my black brothers with love. That's what I want to do.
Which is a gospel. Whether you know it or not, it is biblically placed, and it is in there. And if I have to bust my knuckles open to tear that Bible open to find it, I tell you, it's there. At the end of the day,
as
we follow
party, y'all
one
both
direction.
Saying the same thing. Y'all both
one
saying
direction.
The same thing. You saying tomato, the other one saying tomato. It's the same thing.
No, we ain't 100% agree.
Pastor Don,
I'm with you,
hey,
and I appreciate
that's
it.
Why you connect this dot. Pastor Don sometimes be so far in his Pastor Donness. That he don't realize why you just, I'm like, he wasn't even on the phone for 2 hours. He was just calling people. I know you was. You calling. And they calling in the line. Now, I'm like, Pastor, stop.
Yes, sir.
We got enough
sir.
We can preach it to the choir. Now, let's get
you know
the choir on the same harmony. We own it.
You know what he's doing? You know what Pastor was doing? That's his gift. God made him that way because he knew that in 21 we need an internet guru if we really need to get out here. He needed someone that can reach and deal with what's going on today. The internet. God
Hey bro. I'm gonna tell you something. On hip hop back then when I got these goddamn evil gold platinum records, I never knew how important I was. And then somebody called me from Oakland and said, bro, you know what you did? He said, if you hadn't did this, that, and the other, none of this stuff would ever, half of the history wouldn't even be there. I said, well, bro, I wasn't doing it for that. I was doing it because, first off, I need to eat. But more importantly, I had one thing that I always had with all my companies. Every company, everybody worked with me. If you do not get paid first, there's a problem. I will go last because I own it. I'm going to get my money at some point. But right now, you need to be taken care of, and I appreciate your service. So my logic is a little different. My platform is a little different. And what I'm trying to do is not new and totally innovative. It's nothing that I'm
–
it's been done before. The only difference is
I
got Pastor Dunn. I got Pastor Dunn. And y'all need to shut up and recognize I got Pastor Dunn. I ain't never know nobody got Pastor Dunn. Now I got Pastor Dunn. So shut up. Let Pastor Dunn do his thing. I don't know what Pastor Dunn all about either. But Pastor Dunn so far has all been about something positive. I ain't had no back charges on my credit card. None of that shit. Pastor Dunn, I'm good. If Pastor Dunn calls and say he need cryptocurrency, as long as you sign for that Bentley, you good. Don't play with Marty.
Yo, you bro.
I'm trying to tell you.
I feel you.
Marty Mar don't get down like y'all. I'm all over the place. And I'm going to Hawaii by the end of the year. Because they need my service, too. All them pretty people.
Amen. You got to put a voice and a body to that picture on the internet. Everybody got to be able to see you, touch you, and actually understand your presence because they're around you in order for everything to work. We've been on over at least 6,000 shows, 365 days of radio campaign. And out of those 6,000 shows, I remember each and every as one of the people, the voices, the stuff they went through while we was on the radio, and then after call, what happened after. We are at a standpoint right now. We can all get behind this put the guns down situation. We can get behind Mr. Green. We can get behind Harris Walker. But we all are under God's umbrella. We all